It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Comedian Jim Gaffigan joins us in the studio, a family man, a clean liver. Now, when you're on stage, Jim, you don't do a blue kind of show, do you?
I'm very clean and kind of, you know, I talk about cake for like an hour because, you know, cake's an important topic.
Cake, tell me about cake.
Well, there's a lot of different. Cake's a powerful food. Cake can actually bring people together. You know, it's Bill's birthday. Yeah, I hate that guy. There's cake in the conference room. Well, I should say hello.
Who am I to pass judgment on him?
It's his big day. Yeah. I mean, admit it, when you hear the song Happy Birthday, all you're really thinking is, I'm getting some free cake. During the song, you just wonder what kind it is. Hope it's chocolate for me. There's so many types of cake. There's rum cake, which makes sense because we've all been eating cake and thought, you know, this needs booze.
Booze.
Shot of liquor. I don't have time to eat and drink. I only got two hands, buddy, and one of them's holding a cigarette. There's fruit cake. That's a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
You think that would be better. Fruit, good. Right. Cake, great. Right. Fruit cake, nasty crap.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Have you tried fruit cake? I don't even think that's fruit in there. You're like, when is that, a Skittle?
What was that?
A seed in here? What is this, a treasure map? What's the recipe of fruit cake? Anything but fruit? It's like the baker was just clearing off the counters. Can't put all that stuff in there. People don't eat this. They just mail it to relatives. We all know cake's bad for us. You know, sometimes we try and disguise the fact we're having cake. It's breakfast. I can't have cake. I'll have a muffin. You know the difference between a cake and a muffin? What? Nothing. How about those mini muffins? How much denial are we in when we're eating mini muffins? Oh, I'm just going to have like one or 12. They're so small, they don't really count. They're like muffin vitamins. When I eat them, I feel like an astronaut. That's why I have them for breakfast. You can't have cake for breakfast, unless it's a pancake. How'd that slide through? You're not having cake for breakfast. You're having fried cake with syrup for breakfast. Now load up on that and try not to nap.
Well, hello. You caught us in the middle of a big party. It's from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Hello, Tom.
Chick.
Hello, Christy.
Hello, Chick.
Hello, Josh.
Chick.
Josh and I had an adventure yesterday, and we can explain why Tom dresses the way he does.
What does that mean?
With the blousy button-up shirts. We'll cover that in just a moment. You know how you wear... You're what, 150, 165, and you insist on wearing a double X shirt most of the time?
Just a simple black shirt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do with your adventure yesterday?
Well, we had
to go shopping.
No, we saw a movie in 3D, didn't we, buddy?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did, and it held up. No, that's a total lie. No, it sort of did.
I think it does.
Yeah,
Terminator 2. They were back in theaters for a little bit.
They re-released it in 3D, and
I loved it.
And the fashions in the early 90s explains the way you dress.
Is that way Tom dresses every day?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's a simple, crisp black shirt. I don't think it's...
Two sizes too large for your body, most often?
Just need a little air. Nice, breathable cotton. Very, very
wear
nice.
Big shirt, people.
We have a lot to get to today. Did you mention our guests?
No, I didn't recognize any of the names.
Oh, my God. That is just so...
I hope Greg Warren's
Comedian Greg Warren will be here.
I'm sorry, that name again?
Our resident geek, Jessica Alsman, will be joining us, comedian Allie Breen, and from Jackal, Jesse James Dupree.
All right.
He'll be cutting stuff up with his chainsaw over the phone. I think we'll look forward to talking with Jesse James Dupree. Now, we do have Christy Lee, of course, at the Bob and Tom News desk.
Jesse James Dupree is calling us today? What does he have going on? Another bar opening?
He's back on the road with Jackal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Rock me, roll me, Jackal me off.
Yeah, that's him.
I think that's the name of the tour. Jackal me off.
All right.
Absolutely. We have Chick McGee, of course, at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. Any big breaking sports stories?
Evidently, no.
There's a hurricane currently fluttering over Barbuda. Reputed Barbuda.
I knew you were going to say that when I saw that this
morning. Is it Barbuda or is it Antigua?
No,
or
it's Barbuda.
Barbuda is just north. Is 30 miles north of Antigua?
Yes, northwest.
I believe it's pronounced Bermuda. But
No, it's okay. Not.
No, it's Barbuda.
That's a different country.
Oh, you're thinking of Barbados.
No, Barbuda.
It's Barbuda. Should I show it
that
to you?
That sounds like an Ogden Nash word.
Bermuda
is
way off the coast of North Carolina. Barbuda is a lot closer to Venezuela if you look at the old map.
Well, you know, I'm not as familiar with drug smuggling like you are, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know for you it's all just the same. Just fly over other people who you don't care about.
There you go.
And just in
case, that's you. That's you.
It's Barbuda.
I don't believe it.
It's
B-A-R.
Like a one-hour boat ride from Antigua.
B-U-D-A.
Barbuda. So there's Bermuda and Barbuda.
Yes.
Barbuda.
Bermuda is, again, way out.
The land of shorts.
Off the coast of North Carolina. Way far away from
Pink
Barbuda.
Shorts.
In fact, never mind. I won't bother you. Just grab a map.
All I know is helpful. This thing is almost 200 miles an hour, and it's badass.
They say it's the most serious hurricane in the history of the Atlantic Ocean.
And isn't it bigger than most states?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's they've asked tourists to vacate Key West already, right?
Key West, they're asking visitors to leave today, residents on Thursday.
Oh, well, so you got an extra day home.
Yeah, they get an extra day to make sure
it may hit Haiti, which is
got enough problems.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And the infrastructure in Puerto Rico, they don't think they can handle it. They flood easily anyway, and I heard if they go out, the electricity may be down 3 to 4 months.
Well,
my electricity was out 3 or 4 months when I was a kid, but that's
because you didn't pay the bill.
Mom and Dad didn't pay the bill.
Sorry,
you got to pay. A deposit,
I have a question.
And then, huh?
Why were we talking about Cool Whip yesterday?
Because
I know this is
talking,
off the topic, but you guys
I don't think we ever talked about it on the air.
No.
It was off air.
We weren't talking about it on the air. You were driving us all crazy with the Cool Whip jingle, is what was happening.
Yeah, we were talking about it off the air.
And none of us could remember the Cool Whip jingle, but you, psycho. Okay?
Cool Whip, ba-dum ba-dum bum bum comes whipped, ba-dum ba-dum.
I don't remember that.
And the chorus was, "It's the first modern topping with the good old fashioned taste."
If you don't want to answer to your questions, don't ask the question.
Why were we?
You can just sing the jingle.
Why were we talking about it?
Because off the air we were talking about the Dairy Queen Blizzard, the pumpkin pie blizzard is back. We were talking about how good the whipped cream is on top, and somebody mentioned that they really liked Cool Whip on their pumpkin pie.
I believe
it was Josh.
Well, that was off the air?
Yes. Yeah. And I said I could eat Cool Whip right out of the tub because it is so good.
Pumpkin flavor is an abomination.
It is not. It's the best thing going.
Well, there's something about being a kid and having jingles that just get in your head and never leave, because I haven't heard it for 40 years. So here it is from YouTube. Let's see how close I got it here.
Yum, yum, yum.
Cool Whip.
Yum, 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 yum.
Comes whipped.
Remember this one?
Yum, yum, yum. No.
All whipped.
And it wasn't what you were singing. You got the lyrics
cool
right.
Cool Whip.
Yum, yum, yum.
I forgot
it's
the yum, yum.
It's the first modern topping with that
it swings.
Good old-fashioned taste.
Wow, that is
from the 60s.
That is
not
pleasant to
listen
to.
That was in my head. I didn't have to go back
and
listen to it.
It's in black and white.
Take it from me. I
forgot the yum-yum part.
Don't listen to that in headphones. It'll drive you mad.
Yum-yum-yum-yum-yum.
Oh, so
comes
tough.
Whipped.
Do you remember the commercial itself?
Oh, wow. There's an... Oh, dear.
Everybody is...
Yeah, they're trying it and then being elated.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has crack in it or something?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Very attractive young woman.
Wonderful-looking people.
A man of, what would they call him back in the day? A confirmed bachelor?
Yes. Yeah, Rock Hudson type.
It was Elvin of the pleasant term. Wow. I'd forgotten about the commercial. Well, thank you. A little bit of a memory there for Cool Whip fans. Still very tasty.
Yes. Better than any canned whipped cream ever.
I agree.
But it's not as much fun as Ready Whip.
Well.
Because Ready Whip, you take it and...
Shoot it into your mouth.
Yeah.
But you're just shooting crap into your mouth.
What does that mean?
Well, let's...
It's the journey, man, okay? It's
cool
the journey.
Whip is way cool.
No, I'll come over to my house. My girls, we have some... Of course,
is this going to be a long
some
story?
Organic variation on Ready Whip?
Sure,
we have found, but it's the because you lean over.
Well, I will come over.
Lean over, girls.
And I'll go, girls, watch this, and I'll take the can of Ready Whip, and I will drop kick it into the woods.
Well, then you'll be pummeled by a 3.5-year-old.
Who's against Ready Whip?
Now, look.
There's enough room for all the whip toppings.
No, I agree with you. But when put side by side, no room for the Ready Whip. When
so we're going to have to, I'll tell you what. Next week, we'll get a pumpkin pie. And
yes,
we'll do a little bit of Ready Whip versus Cool Whip on-air testing. And then I'll bring in the organic, whatever it is, nitrous oxide free crap that I have to buy.
Bring
that in too.
Do they have that?
I don't know.
A can that will.
There's some apparently somewhat healthier brand of the stuff that I have to buy.
Gotcha.
It's got that kind of tree hugger logo on it. Anyway, so much for that. Everyone want to sing along with me?
No.
Please don't. Please don't.
Cool Whip. Yum.
Okay, sorry.
What is with that? The recording is, it pierces my brain. It reminds me of the baby crying.
I honestly don't remember. Usually
very,
I remember
very, very old commercials. But my point was that jingle was more or less in my head after whatever, 50 years stuck in there. Just shows what a good jingle will do.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
Thank God for that.
No, now they just use, classic rock songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like this? As opposed to the Gilligan's Island method where they have the setup of the show every episode, which I prefer, I'll be honest with you. Can you imagine can you imagine if they'd done that with The Sopranos?
I've heard that somewhere before.
Here is Tony.
He's married to a lovely lady.
There's Carmella. Meadow and AJ and Pauly Walnut.
Hill Ice, the guy at a phone booth. They used to have them. Sorry. Remember that episode? Was that the first episode where he takes the guy out in the phone booth? On the college tour?
No.
Third.
Uh-uh.
That was first season.
It's his first season.
Yeah, it's definitely first season.
Not the first episode.
Okay. All right. Very good.
First episode, they pull over Mahaffey, pulling his taffy. You remember that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Mahaffey owes Tony money. There he is with the boo-boo and the pink. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Well, yeah. We've covered a lot of ground already, as you can see.
I've seen it a couple times.
We've said a lot.
But really done nothing.
Right.
Which is and should be our mission statement if we ever come up with one. We say a lot, but we don't.
Nothing really much done.
How was it? We talk a lot, but we don't say much?
Don't say a word.
Today is an interesting day in the news.
We've covered the Cool Whip horrible.
Yes, it is.
Weird news out of Starbucks. When we come back... I don't want to even tease this, Christy. All I'm going to say is, hang on a second. What's the guy's name? Okay, coming back, we have Stanley Smith in the news. Hmm. You know what I'm talking about, anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, Stanley.
I think we might be familiar with that name.
Please, Stanley Smith in the news coming up. Josh, you'll be very pleasantly surprised and creeped out at the same time.
The Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be playing their NFL game at a high school field near you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't know.
We volunteer our high school.
Hurricane taking it out.
Nice to have them.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
I wasn't listening.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
And I can't tell you because it's
just we are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
Are we?
While we still have some numbers here,
we
may have a we may be thinning the room out shortly.
What's happening?
If I have my way.
Is he talking about me?
Coming up tomorrow on this program, it's the Napa Shoo-In of the Week starring Chick McGee with your sports picks. Do you want to do a special edition where
No, I don't want to do anything you suggest. How about that? As a matter of fact, we've had a meeting. They're too chicken to say anything, but I'm going to tell you, we're not doing anything you're suggesting. Because we've done it all before. We're tired of it.
Three against one, majority rules.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in democracy anymore anyway.
Of course
I stopped believing in democracy many years ago, and now I think I'm being proven.
Have you heard the way he gets his hair cut? He got a haircut yesterday. Do you know what he does? Instead of making an appointment weeks in advance, like 99% of the people, he pulls in their parking lot and gives them, do you have any cancellations right now? And then he's like mystified that they can't fit him in.
I don't understand.
Is this they or her? Just one person.
No, he's given up.
It's a whole bevy of.
He's given up on. She's too successful and busy, and he can't understand why she can't fit him in.
Gotcha.
Well, it takes 10 minutes to cut my hair. Number one, number two, I can't tell you if I'm going to be available next Tuesday. I have a life. I'm busy over here.
No, then you say to whomever calls you, I have an appointment already on Tuesday.
Who believes
you
that?
Need to move that to a different
time.
No,
that's a lower priority. I have things I have to do. The point being, we have a special treat here. Before we get to sports, we have a special treat here. I'm going to...
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, everyone else will enjoy this. While you call up Orkin and get the bug out of your ass.
Alrighty, here we go again.
This is a little something, and then you'll see that there is a news story that is
well,
about
we usually
this.
Do this.
No,
we usually
no.
do the news story first,
but you
and
can't.
Then
you'll see why. I'll explain the nature of jokes to you during this little announcement here. This is an
why
adventure in base talk.
We have a guy that is, I mentioned earlier, internationally famous for a little something. It's the only talk show devoted to the artistry of the bass guitar. It's a little thing we like to call
Bass Talk.
Wow. It's the Bass Talk Show with Mark Christopher Roman on the bass.
Yes.
Marcus, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Well, this bass player, he was having trouble finding a gig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Yeah. So he decides to take a part-time job in a funeral home.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So he's working with a funeral director, and they're late one night, and a local guy named Stanley Smith had just died.
Mm.
And he's there on the table in front of him, and they're just amazed at this guy's certain body part.
Oh.
It's incredible. It's astounding, actually. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than any porno stars you've ever seen.
Wow.
So between the two of them, they decide this has to be saved for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
So they remove the body part.
Mm.
And they, well, who would know, right?
Right.
So they remove it and they stick it in this great big glass jar with formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bass player decides he's going to take it home and show his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes it home and he sets it on the table. He says, honey, come in here. You got to see this thing that I just brought back from the funeral home.
Yeah.
So she comes in and she takes one look at the jar and she goes, oh, my gosh, Stanley Smith is dead?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can see why people flock to the airwaves to hear the fabulous show Bass Talk.
Thank you, Mark Christopher Roman, the show Bass Talk. Again, the story of Stanley Smith. And why is that in the news today, Christy
TV
Lee?
Station December. TV station Denver 7.
We're on your side. You start doing it. I'm out.
I was just trying to pick up the slack.
Reports that five nurses at the Denver Health Medical Center have been suspended for 3 weeks after they inappropriately viewed a deceased patient's body, specifically viewing and talking about his large genitals.
Wow.
The nurses allegedly admired
What did they do?
Allegedly. The nurses allegedly admired the size of the deceased patient's genitals, and at one point opened a body bag to view parts of the body.
Oh.
A Denver police report says, quote, multiple staff members viewed the victim. Hey, Sue, have you seen this?
Stanley Smith is dead?
Hang on a second. This probably happens
every
day
somewhere. I agree.
I guarantee it.
No, apparently this guy was very special.
Multiple staff members viewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including after he was deceased, according to the report.
Get me a ruler. Stat!
And he must be a shower, not a grower.
Yep.
Or possibly both, because
when you die, doesn't it fill up?
Angel lust. Yeah.
No, I don't think you die with a boner.
Thank you for clarifying. I wasn't clear on what you were talking about.
I think there's a point where that happens.
I think there is a point where
this guy,
he's right. It's angel lust.
Huh.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of angel lust?
No. Uh-uh.
Death erection.
Wow.
Well, didn't they open for Jekyll?
No, they're opening on the new Jekyll tour.
Oh.
By the way, we're going to be
speaking to Jesse James Jekyll tour.
If you heard, Jesse was shot out of a cannon. This guy apparently was so huge, there was a toe tag on it. I mean, this guy.
Oh, well, you know this.
This guy was impressive.
This most often happens when someone's hanged. Pictures are hung.
When a person is hanged, a picture is hung. Yes, very good. Yes.
Unless you, of course, and you are hung.
Well, you can be hung and hanged if you're executed. Never mind. The point being, the nurses apparently were sneaking peeks at this guy.
This angel lust is in my new book, The Sexuality of Christ in Renaissance Art and in Modern Oblivion. It's in chapter 3.
what?
Yikes.
God.
Hey, get me a copy of that so I can read it and go to sleep.
It's more of
the
a pamphlet.
So they're not giving the guy's name.
Well, that's a shame. You'd think he'd want
Although I know that the local funeral home has been ordered to bury him 7 feet under, just in case.
You don't want anybody dripping over.
Wow, this is there will not be an open casket.
They might have to keep the bottom open.
They can't get it open or shut. Wow, that is serious. So the nurses are in trouble, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Well,
this happens. But I'm with Chick. This happens all the time.
They gave him one of those John Doe names.
How did they find out? I wasn't listening. How did they find out that they did
this? I don't know. Somebody ratted him out, probably.
The story here says that
there's always a rat.
One of the nurses heard the other nurses giggling and talking about it, apparently.
Of course.
So they were, hey, come on.
The other girls were
having a good time at work, and I don't approve of that.
But they give the guy a John Doe type name.
Yeah, what'd they give him?
Hugh Johnson. Oh my God. Chick, stay there!
It's Hugh Johnson.
What about that is funny? You need to help me with that.
His schlong has its own body bag. Would you get off of your high horse?
Me? Okay. Hugh Johnson.
You asked for it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Cool Whip. Oh, we have a poll running.
We have a poll right now because Josh claims that Cool Whip is much better than Ready Whip.
Yes.
You just like it because it comes in a tub and you can get a spoon, and that's what I do with it. Anyway.
Wow, that is an insult.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
That is an insult.
Any food stuff that comes in a bucket.
In a tub. Wait a second. Josh, I prefer a tub.
Josh, I have your theme song ready.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I ate Cool Whip out of a tub with a giant spoon.
I do that. I don't care.
I have done that.
You drizzle Hershey's chocolate syrup over the Cool Whip.
I have done this. I have.
That's a good idea.
Taken a slice of pumpkin pie.
Ugh.
And thrown it into the Cool Whip container.
There you go.
And just eating it like that.
There you go. Yeah.
God, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds delightful.
Dairy Queen open 24 hours.
Pumpkin pie should be outlawed.
I can't believe you don't like pumpkin pie.
Chick's in a grumpy mood. He doesn't like stories about large genitalia or pumpkin pie. So we can move on. Is there something exciting in sports?
You saw Terminator 2. How was that?
It was okay. Edward Furlong.
It's one of the finest action films ever made.
You have to see the first one to see the second one and enjoy it.
You know what? You don't.
You don't. It holds up all by itself.
Yeah. I never saw the first one.
Although, what's her face?
See the first one.
Why didn't you go with them yesterday?
It would explain why. What's her face? You weren't asked. Believe me. One of the things we first covered was, wow, this is really nice and pleasant without him here.
We were the only ones in there, so we could shout.
Oh, yeah, we were yelling at the screen. We're having a great time. Handy! Yes. We played with each other. That's right. How did you know, Tom?
We did have to move chairs because mine would not recline.
It was almost a tragic.
So somebody's already broken one of the chairs at the theater?
Yeah, apparently.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I broke a movie theater recliner.
You go in and sit down, and mine goes right out, and my feet are thinking, I see him fumbling next to me. I go, what's wrong? And he goes, my seat doesn't work.
In fact, I don't know if it was broken or protesting.
When did that happen? They did away. I kind of miss movie theater seats. When did that happen? Everybody's got the reclining seats.
I love the reclining
seats.
You don't like having the extra room?
No, I
love it.
Me too.
I almost always sit up straight when I don't recline it out.
But you have the option.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to have it. Yes.
And the seats are wider, more comfortable.
Right.
So let me get this straight. You're bitching because the seats are too comfortable and roomy. Is that correct?
No, I miss the old theater seats. This sounds like something
the
that
next time he gets on an airplane,
sort of
remind me to see if we can get him the last seat with the two rows of three.
I've been told I'm not allowed on airplanes anymore because I expect some modicum of service when I fly on my airplanes. Hey, look, and you, of course,
I love
they
the
can
air-
browbeat you from beginning to end.
I love my planes. I love my pilots. I love
they can
all
do
the
what,
great
they can
people.
They drink
who,
whatever they like.
They work in the airline industry, and I hope they're very happy. And if you don't like it, drive.
There you go.
God, whining.
I'm not whining.
It took me four hours to get all the way across the country, and I was cramped.
The Conestoga wagon. You're in a silver tube in the sky.
Christy, you want to go do a different show?
Yes, I do.
You and I can just go chat about the news. And
that'd be great.
While these two.
I have a question.
I saw a movie yesterday, too. It was.
I have a question.
What?
Oh, don't get me started on that movie.
These nurses, that were taking they were viewing the dead gentleman's genitals and laughing about it.
Yes.
Now, I'm assuming that one of them took a selfie. What do you
Why
think?
Would
With
you?
The aforementioned oh, don't you think, giant dong?
Don't you think someone, there has to be one out there.
I don't know. No, a picture with a dead man's penis?
Well, yeah.
Oh, isn't that a bit aren't like, they aren't they opening
dead man's
Jesse
penis?
James oh, the picture of a dead man's penis isn't that? I think yeah. No, they're no,
dead the, man's erection. They're opening for Jackal.
Oh, dead man's erection. They're opening for Jackal. Yeah, okay, right. Good.
Picture of a dead man's penis is the lost Oscar Wilde story.
Nice. wow.
What movie did you see, Christy?
I saw a movie called Ingrid Goes West.
And who's in it?
Isn't it Aubrey Plaza?
Hey!
Yeah.
Well, I like Aubrey.
Aubrey well, Plaza, Anne Hathaway, Anne Kendrick, Anna Kendrick, they all need to get in a boat. And
so anybody
sail
adorable.
Into the
Anyone adorable.
What's the movie
adorable.
She's in about the time machine?
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, that's a fine
Love
movie.
Love that
yeah.
movie. Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah, and then I got my eye on those Duplass brothers, too. I don't trust any of those.
It was a great movie. Could we, you know, we haven't really dipped our toes into sports, which is usually my goal.
My question for all sports fans this morning is.
Yes.
Can anyone in New England play by the rules? Apparently not.
Now what's happening? Well,
the Boston Red Sox have reportedly admitted to Major League Baseball that they improperly used electronic devices, video recording equipment, and Apple Watches to steal signs from their longtime rival, the Yankees, during that series last month. The Times says the Red Sox told Major League Baseball investigators that Boston manager John Farrell, general manager Dave Dombrowski, and other team executives were not aware of the scheme. Commissioner Rob Manfred, Tom Terrific, said he wanted to get the matter resolved quickly and didn't comment about possible penalties. Apparently, the Boston Red Sox, in their video booth, the video guy, and it, if you've watched a Major League Baseball game, and once again, you remember, I can't watch Major League Baseball because the pitcher is always staring at me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Right, yeah.
And so the video guy can see right into the crotch of the catcher, and when he's making signs, then they evidently have enough technology and speed and quickness with Apple Watches and everything, so the guy in the video booth can relay it down to the dugout, the Red Sox dugout, and you've seen a batter step out and look into the dugout to get a sign.
Yes,
like a normal sign to steal, or there's a hit and run, or whatever it is.
Bunt.
I beg your pardon? And then they Apple Watched it to Pedroia, and Dustin Pedroia evidently singled it into the batter.
Signaled fastball coming.
That's right. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Mm.
So the but the they're saying that the video guy did this on his own. The
right.
Coaches had no
The Red
idea.
Sox aren't to blame.
Oh, well, this is the Boston
it's the Boston
deflate gate mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the Watergate. No one knew anything. I had no idea. You mean he likes his ball slightly deflated? I had no idea.
What did they know and when did they know?
Mm-hmm. It's the Watergate.
And who knew it?
Why is this going on? Man, the Cardinals had an issue like this a couple years ago, too. This is so weird.
Didn't they steal, like, scouting reports or something?
Yeah,
the Cardinals do that? Yeah. But
everybody's looking for an edge.
But Major League Baseball purists will tell you that this is just gamesmanship. And,
yeah?
This happens all the time.
You're allowed to steal allowed to steal signals, but you can't have them electronically assisted. That's the
Evidently.
Rule. So, oops.
Oops.
So there you go.
Now, coming up tomorrow, it'll be the Napa Shoe-In of the Week, starring Chick McGee. And we'll be doing sports picks. Looking forward to that.
Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has lost the appeal of his 6-game suspension. But, however, he will be allowed to play in the season opener Sunday night against the Giants. Why?
Why?
Because U.S. District Judge Amos Mazant said he would rule on Elliott's request for a temporary restraining order by Friday. If the request is denied, no further legal action will be taken, and the suspension will start in week 2. But due to all this legal stuff, he gets to play Sunday because they're not going to be able to make a ruling in time, evidently. Mm. So there you go.
There's a lot going on there.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you
got... I had a friend that was at a party with him over the weekend.
Did she get hit?
I haven't said anything.
No, she did not.
I haven't said anything about this on the air, but I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And, Ezekiel is quite the athlete. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And a little hard to get along with, but that's okay. Hey, the Houston Rockets are close to changing hands. You want to buy an NBA team, Tom?
$2 billion, right?
$2.2 billion.
I thought it was done.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah, it is done.
Oh.
A person with knowledge of the details says restaurant and casino owner Tilman Fertitta.
Fertitta?
I'd like
Fertitta Frittata?
Yeah, that's the restaurant, Fertitta's Frittatas.
Repeated the breed.
Reputa de Buta?
No,
is that near Bermuda?
Bermuda Fertitta.
I think it's near Bermuda and Barbados.
Doesn't Tillman Fertitta have a house in Barbuda?
You get the Fertitta with extra.
Because he moved there from Bermuda.
Spicy, that's right. Spicy guac. Give me the Fertitta.
Reputa de Buta?
They prepare the Fertitta at your table.
Do they?
The frittata?
He's buying the franchise for NBA record.
He's a restaurant guy. You knew that, didn't you?
$1 billion. Yeah, he Gulch. Clutch City Sports and Entertainment.
Gulch.
over there, Death Gulch.
Right.
we went over there. We went over there to get fresh horses, and then it must be approved by the NBA Board of Governors, who are standing with their hands wiggling.
Well, the turnovers will be delicious, and the Houston Rockets. Fertitta to Fertitta. You know what that reminds me of, don't
apparently,
you?
Apparently, though, this Fertitta guy, he's used 75% of his net worth to buy the Rockets, and evidently people are up in arms about it. Because now he only has, like, a billion left, or $900 billion.
And by
$900
people,
million. Dollars.
People, is that his wife?
I mean his children?
Yeah. Your dad bought a team. There goes our inheritance.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think
he bought a what?
You know what that reminds me of, though?
What?
If it's Stanley Smith, I'm getting in my car and leaving.
Oh, God.
Well, now he's going to play Stanley Smith.
Remember this? Because we talked earlier about Barbuda.
Yes.
Which is not to be confused with Bermuda or Barbados.
Right.
But that's sadly where that hurricane is hitting.
Yeah.
That's Barbuda, which is down near Antigua, which reminds us of Fertitta, which is this guy's name, and Reputa de Buta, which is this.
You turn on the radio don't seem to get the click, so you say, hey, man, I can't look at the split. You start to open up a little book, and there's something there you got to overlook, and say, baby, you know there's something on my mind. You say, baby, there's something on my mind. I know that you're home, and I know you ain't all alone. So you start walking over to a house, you get over to a house, you walk over to a door, you start pounding on the door, you say, open up the door, bitch, it's Wolf of Goofy with the green teeth, and let me in.
If you call me a bitch, I'm not letting you in.
No, yeah, it's not
God.
Very.
Here's
well, the best she part. Opens up the door, and then you just kind of walk up to her and say, baby.
Baby.
You look up way up at a green mascara and you say, oh, my darling. You know, her and me was at the party as friends. Do not believe what they say. That's only gossip that they're telling you down the wisecrack line. You say, darling. Take your big curls and just squeeze them down, Rotumba. What's the name of that chick with the long hair?
Rapunzel.
That's hey, Rapunzel. Hey, Reputa. Reputa the Buta. Hey, Reputa the Buta. Climb it down your hair. Let me climb up the ladder of your love. Because this is Wolf of Goover saying to you.
I must have.
Love comes once, and when it comes, you put the
grab. I was
fast,
there, too. Sorry.
Love your grab ain't going to last, and I believe I must have. You know, I think I must have. Yeah. You know, baby, I think I must have. You know, I think I must have. I must have got it all.
Jinky.
That's the Jay Giles Band Live, one of the classic introductions. Now, there's a great story behind that Peter Wolf tells.
They should play that at DARE assemblies.
Peter Wolf tells the story that that was an ad lib, but it was on their album, so then he had to go memorize it because people wanted him to do it every time and he'd forgotten what he'd said. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
60.
You turn that way, I'll turn this way.
All right.
Get your butt.
Do you mind just shutting up just for a moment? Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
I like that song.
We are going to not sing that song now, and we have a lot to get to. Coming up, comedian Greg Warren will be joining us here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Also, we'll talk with Ali Breen comedian Jesse James Dupree, rock and roll dude, and the lovely Jessica Alsman joining us in the studio. Blue eyes, nothing but blue eyes. Tomorrow, it's
going to
be the Napa shoe-in of the week. Right now, we have Chick McGee. We're dipping our toes into the world of sports. We have already had a couple of very interesting news stories. But back to you, Chickster. What do you got over there?
Let's start a rumor.
What?
The Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing their NFL game, not in Miami, because of Hurricane Irma.
London, Ohio.
London, Ohio, at the London High School Red Raider football field. Right there on, what is that, 56th
Street. No one cares. That's false.
You lied to us?
Hang on a second.
What
is it about you, when I say stuff like that, you feel like you have to step in and go, now he's not telling you the truth. You realize that.
Because I'll get a message. Well, we rerouted our plans. We're big Dolphin fans. And
no,
we wanted
people
to go.
Will not believe that they're going to go to London, Ohio.
Nope. They're going to be playing at Skyline High School in Dallas, Texas.
Is that true?
Yep.
Oh.
Who believes that? Stop it.
Well, the Texas
football. Wait,
that
wasn't true?
See, timeout. Texas high school football stadiums are the size of college.
Oh, London High School's not good enough for you people.
London High School,
it?
I am saying.
Do you know anybody that played for London High School in high school?
What do you mean, now or then?
Well, back in the day. Any famous players?
Any famous people?
No, none
I'd like to mention, evidently.
Didn't the Chick McGee score an extra point?
Two point
conversion?
2-point conversion, yes.
Did you?
Did you hear that story, Josh? Get comfortable.
Oh, boy.
And did not get laid that night.
Oh, man. Andy, anything?
No, nothing. Oh. Nothing.
What, was the coach tired?
No, his friend from the wrestling team was out of town.
Hang on a second. Comedically hilarious. But I want an apology.
Little wrestling team joke because Greg Warren's coming in. Mm-hmm.
You're insinuating the wrestlers.
No.
Yeah, I heard you.
All right, pick a state.
Maine.
Arkansas.
Maine. Good. I heard Maine first. Largest high school football stadium in Maine. Lewiston. They're going to be playing at Lewiston High School in Maine.
So they have to move the
Cowboys
game somewhere, but they haven't decided
they don't know yet.
What's most likely going to happen? Well, I don't know how the NFLPA is going to react to this, but they want to move the opening week for the Dolphins and the Buccaneers to the next week and give them the bye week this Sunday.
Oh, that, doesn't that game. Mess everything up?
Well, of course. Well, it messes it up for the players because they're going to have to. Jarvis Landry says it's a long season, man. We need that bye
week.
Yeah,
they want that break in the middle of the season.
Everybody
right
does. And they'll be at a deficit.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Meanwhile, college football, Alabama claimed 60 of 61 first place votes. I was not asked to vote to stay atop. The Associated Press College Football. What do we have to do? Is it just a matter of filling out forms?
No.
And I could vote on this?
No.
Why not?
Well, you could fill out the forms. But if you did, you would pick up your phone. And
is this not a nationwide sports show?
You would hear this sound.
Yes, it is.
Thank I'm sorry, you, Christy.
You should be allowed to vote.
Why can't I
think
I
you
vote?
Have to submit 3 sportscasts, and therefore.
You're being a little snarky when you said sportscast.
Good luck with that.
Sorry.
You can talk sports with the best of them.
Darn right I can. I'm just acting like a goof.
Yeah.
Pick a state.
Arkansas.
Arkansas!
That's a bad, because it could shift into the Gulf of Mexico. We shouldn't pick that one.
Really? No, Arkansas will be okay.
All right.
The Dolphins and Buccaneers will be playing at Bryant High School this week in Bryant, Arkansas.
Okay, good to know.
Alabama 60 of 61 first place votes. They're in the top team in college football. Ohio State's number 2. Clemson 3. Followed
by
Penn State. Oh, Ohio State, of course.
Okay.
Oklahoma, USC, Washington, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Florida State round out the top 10. NCAA football team in Minnesota. Did someone say Minnesota?
Oh,
yeah,
dear God.
I guess you did. Why?
Do you have any lube over there? So when I cram that monitor,
the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing their NFL game in Wayzata High School in Wayzata, Minnesota this week.
Okay.
Where's that?
It's Wayzata.
Wayzata
up there.
It's Wayzata way.
Okay. This is kind of a sad story. An NCAA football team in Minnesota with a nun for an assistant coach lost a game 98-0.
This is a terrible story.
The Saints Scholastica Saints. You know how
they really had to work on getting that name, didn't they?
Scholastica.
They couldn't be the Saints Scholasticus.
That's where our curriculum
scholars
expands and and contracts.
Can you have
for the
name
student
of your school
better
and the mascot be the same thing?
This is in Duluth.
Why not?
They were playing St. John's, though the score could have been
worse.
Are
they the Saints also? Or are they the Johns?
The opening team.
Their mascot
team. The Baptists.
Dancing Portisan.
It was 98-0 with almost an entire quarter left. There was 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And then they stopped.
This was. We talked about this yesterday with Pat McAfee.
Sister Lisa Maurer has been the team's assistant football coach for 4 years. The Saints will travel to Greenville, Illinois.
Did they fire her?
On September
9th. No, but there's a thing where she takes off that weird hat and starts stomping it
it's
in the ground.
A habit, yes.
And screaming at the team.
Nope, I believe Tom's right. Instead of a habit, I think it's called that weird hat.
Yes.
What you'll hear at the nunnery is, hey, don't go to mass without your weird hat. You'll hear that all the time.
Oh, thank you, sister.
Convent.
For the second half, she came out with a big ruler in her hand, rapping the knuckles of those boys. I said block, damn it.
I heard big ruler. I thought we were going to hear Stanley Smith again.
Would you like to?
No.
We can do it again at 8 o'clock.
God, is there anything funnier than in the Blues Brothers when she starts hitting him with the ruler, and they cuss. And she keeps hitting them because they're cussing, and they keep cussing because she's hitting them. Oh, I
Great.
Love it.
That's wonderful. So the other, but the team that won stopped scoring deliberately with 10 minutes to go. They after they got 98 points, they figured enough was enough.
I don't think Sister Maurer wears a habit anymore. See, I'm telling you that nuns don't dress in nunnery stuff anymore. Nunnery stuff. Listen to me.
I feel like I've seen some recently, but
yeah, but it's very rare. Some orders do, but it's really rare. Mm.
The Dolphins and Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing at Eagle Stadium in Allen, Texas. It's the largest high school stadium in the United States. It seats 18,000 people. It's a high school stadium.
Thank you very much. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. That's Josh. That's Chick. That's Christy. This is Tom. And coming up, we will be hanging out with comedian Greg Warren.
Yeah!
And
who?
The lovely Jessica Alsman, Allie Breen, and Jesse James Dupree will be shot out of a cannon live on this show on tape.
That
no, never mind.
Totally not true.
I think we're in the middle of something resembling a sports cast.
No, we were done.
Wouldn't want to go any.
We were done. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Been up all night, man. I ain't even gone to bed.
What
happened?
Been trying to prepare for this Hurricane Irma, which is headed our way.
Oh, yeah, well, Florida. You got to be careful. It's looking at Florida now.
One of them weird dilemmas, Tom, you know, as a man, do you run for the woods like a scaredy cat or wait it out like a free-range wolf in heat ready to protect its eggs at all costs?
Uh-huh. Sure, those right. wolf eggs have got to be protected, right. I think.
Well, you know which side I'm on.
Which side are you
colors
on?
Colors don't run, Christy. I'm going to woof it out.
Uh-huh. Right.
For all you people who spent years making fun of my boat, making backheaded remarks, pointing and laughing at it, always asking me, well, how's come I don't just donate it to Boat Angels?
Uh-huh.
Now what do you got to say?
It'll come in handy, won't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just yesterday, county officials knocked on my door. Mm-hmm. Since I keep the boat in the front yard, I figured they'd want me to join the Coast Guard, maybe on a temporary basis, which I think could still happen, even though they recommended we use the boat to scrap and board up our windows. But thanks for laughing, Chick. He didn't even have a clipboard, so that's only one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, man, people are in panic mode around here.
Well, sure they are.
Grocery stores are out of bottled water. Gas stations are already out of gas and Boston baked beans, so I've got the shakes. But
he does like his Boston baked beans.
I love them Boston baked beans. But unlike the stupid masses going after bottled water, we're prepared to ride it out. We've got enough Mountain Dew to make Mother Nature jaundice.
Wow.
Swear to God.
That's yellow.
Yep.
Yep, so we're going to ride it out just like the pilgrims did. And we don't stock up on milk and bread like everybody else and stuff like this happens.
No, what do you have?
Well, my mom Phyllis has two former co-workers from Xanadu's, Christy, on speed dial,
mm-hmm.
and they're both breastfeeders. So technically, we're only a yeast infection away from French toast.
No.
My Uncle Sonny had a good idea.
What's
he
that?
Always does this during storms. He unplugs anything electric and puts it outside to block and brace his doors and windows. He's already got three of his deer freezers stacked up against his front door.
Is that right?
I swear to God. And all of his cars are corralled around the above-ground pool, which he's got stocked with catfish, so they're going to be eating fresh seafood all weekend.
Oh, smart.
Living it up.
Catfish is
in the seafood. So we followed suit. We moved our washer and dryer out back. It should do the trick for the back door, but ever since my mom, Phyllis, has been using the power cable that runs to the shed as clotheslines to dry her clothes, she even puts her personals out there.
Oh.
Yep, which sucks because I'm on probation, and yesterday, when them county officials showed up, I had to explain why they got a positive hit from a cadaver dog on her panties again.
Oh, God.
Been dealing with that.
What's wrong with that boy?
Those panties must be
pretty
rough.
Ripe.
Cadaver dog, huh?
Ugh.
Wow. Is that sports?
I said yes 9 times. 9 times. Wherever you go. Whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Yum, yum, yum,
yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum.
Speaking of yum, yum, the Chicago Tribune.
Yum, yeah.
Yum, cool whip.
Yum, yum, yum,
use it when you're 69.
Comes with.
Yum, 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 it when you're 69.
All whip.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right. We have a little poll. Is there a poll out there? Oh, there is. You grab the Bob and Tom app and you can vote on
Ready Whip versus Cool Whip. Josh, again, your vote?
Pro Cool Whip, anti Ready Whip.
I voted for Ready Whip.
Ready Whip is more
I
fun
voted for Cool Whip.
Because you can squirt it.
That's right.
Yeah. But you prefer to hunker down with a bowl and a spoon. Ready Whip. Now, yeah, as you were saying, the pumpkin pie is just a delivery device for the
oftentimes
for the Cool Whip,
particularly the pumpkin pie crust.
And what did you do? What did you do one time, Josh?
Oh, you like the you want the intro?
How long ago?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Go ahead.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
I can't wait for Greg Warren.
I know.
Greg Warren to hear this.
He's going to lose his mind.
He's going to lose his mind. You know, Greg took a picture of Josh one time with syrup poised over the pancake and texted it to me and was still crying about
it. He texts it to somebody once a day, I guess. He says he's never seen a man concentrate more on something. And it is a good picture. We'll have to get that from him and post it somewhere. There was once a half full carton of Cool Whip, and I just put a big slice of pumpkin pie in it and ate it out of there.
That sounds totally normal
to
me.
Yeah, that sounds delicious, actually.
It's a fat thing to do, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I'd do that.
I'd do that right now. Pumpkin pie, I'm in. Sounds great.
Yeah. I think I've decided I'm going the other way. I'm just going to be fat.
You going to go for it?
I'm going to go for it. I'm just
damn, girl!
Yeah, I'm just
going
to
where are you going with all that ass?
Get that ass up. Back her up. Back her up.
I've decided I really like food in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Man.
Food wins.
Man, it's good.
And there are always guys out there that want a bigger girl. Always guys.
Nah,
out there.
I don't
yes, there
that,
are. Yes, there are.
Whatever.
Instead of a
I'd still be strong.
What?
I'd still be strong.
What would
I'd
you
still
eat?
Lift weights.
What would you eat the most of?
I bet I'm stronger than you are.
Well, of course you're stronger than me. You're twice my size.
I'll take the over.
We're gonna arm wrestle?
You know, I just realized that.
Let's arm wrestle.
I've realized this before, that when I laugh, really laugh hard, I don't make any noise.
Yes, so I love that.
So people think I'm being serious.
Like Donnie just said. Donnie just said, thanks for laughing.
At Donnie very
you didn't
hard.
Laugh at all. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now, Christy.
You want to arm wrestle?
If you could.
If I could eat all, you know what I'd like? Macaroni and cheese. And
those macaroni and cheese restaurants. That,
oh my God.
When that we appeals had, to everything. My white trash.
That's your number one?
When my daughter graduated, we had a macaroni and cheese bar for her graduation party.
Well, that's right. This is the party I wasn't invited to.
Of course you weren't.
I was invited, but I did not attend.
You didn't even know her. Why would you come?
I protested because Josh wasn't attending.
Because I knew you.
But it was her party.
Well, if you'd invited me, I would have known because I don't open my mail.
Yeah, I know better.
You know, there's someone out there who's keeping track of all your oddities. We need to go over them one morning. Okay, what else don't you do?
I hate opening mail.
We know.
You hate opening presents?
Yep.
He hates Christmas.
No, I love Christmas.
Hates opening presents. Like some sort of demon would.
Do you feel like you're not entitled to a gift? Is
no,
that
it's
part
always,
of the problem?
It usually involves some kind of chore. Or
is
work
it because you, when you open the present, it's over and there's no more anticipation?
No, could
is that
be.
Why?
Could be. I got a present from my mom sitting in my office. She's been deceased now for several years.
You've never opened it?
Nope.
It could be her secret.
Hope it's not a puppy.
Oh, God.
What if it was some miraculous cure for what was wrong with her? She could be alive today had you opened that present.
It's not. I think it's a shirt. I shook it.
I shook it.
Yeah, I say we open it today.
Yeah, let's open
it. It's not in this office. It's the one over there.
Oh.
He shook it. It's either a very big puzzle or a puppy, as he said.
We have a lot to get to here today, including...
Let's keep track of Christy's weight. See how much weight
all right.
How much weight can you gain in a month?
I'll tell you how much she weighs.
Let's do it.
She weighs about too sexy. Yeah! That's T-O-O.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Thanks for diagramming the joke for us.
Sexy!
See, I didn't see it coming. I thought you were going to say 269. That's your usual go-to.
If I weighed 269, that'd be a whole different ball game.
Don't be a child. Yeah, you're not 5 feet tall. Two and a half bills, 5 feet tall? Good Lord.
I am 5 feet tall, right? I think.
Reputa.
We have to move on. Coming up, vodka made from Twinkies. Who
isn't there
that?
A joke about someone
and a burrito at Starbucks
checking a girl's weight by sitting on their face or something? Isn't that,
Why don't you write one? I'll come bring it back tomorrow when you come back.
Okay. Christy, have you ever 69 standing up?
Who is that? We need to move on. When we come back, is that man comedian Greg Warren?
Who?
It certainly is. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and
Tom. Hello, we're back. Thank you very much. What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's going on here?
We are back with power.
Thanks very much. Let's pay attention, shall we?
I did not even notice.
Let's see now. We have, as I look around the room, I see that man is our guest here in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. It's comedian Greg Warren. We'll talk to Greg in just a second. Coming up tomorrow, of course. It's the Napa Auto Parts Shoe-In of the Week, starring Chick McGee with his NFL sports picks. Bet the farm, ladies and gentlemen, provided you don't own the farm. And we'll find out more about that coming up. We have Christy Lee. That's Josh. This is Tom speaking. Hello. Everyone okay?
Thanks. Aren't you going to introduce our guest?
I just did. He was the first one I mentioned. He is comedian Greg Warren.
Hey, Greggy.
Hey, Greg, where'd you get that shirt? The National Blues Museum?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
I see it says National Blues Museum.
That's nice. And it's blue. That's really something.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Seriously, that was free, right?
You must be proud of it.
I paid $19 for it.
That's a good shirt, Greg.
Thanks, Josh.
It's blue. It's got that going for it. We have...
it's a very nice color. It looks wonderful on you. It matches your eyes. Don't listen to any of them.
Okay. I don't anymore.
Let's get right to the news, Christy. What have you got over there?
Beat the boy down. He just got
here. Are we going to talk to Greg? Greg drove
eventually,
all night to
eventually, we'll
here.
Get to him.
All
we right, have other things fine, to do. I know what I'm doing over here.
The Chicago Tribune reports that Starbucks locations in Chicago are now offering a variation on the sushi burrito. The Loop and the Bronzeville branches of the coffee chain now offer a giant chicken maki roll. Each roll features shredded chicken, fire-roasted tomatillo salsa, lime crema, fresh cucumber, pickled cabbage, and avocado.
There are a couple of words in there I don't think you
So there's no fish in it.
No, it doesn't feature fish.
So
not
why is
like
it called
a traditional...
a sushi burrito?
Well, it's a variation,
it's a variation of a sushi burrito.
But it's got no sushi in it.
That's why it's a variation on it.
That's like saying, well, I went to a baseball game. It's a variation on the NFL.
Yes, it's an organized team sport.
If there's
That's
no
exactly
fish
right.
in it... If there's no fish in it, raw or cooked, why on earth would it be a sushi burrito? That's a lie.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I agree with him. Why would they even drag the
word
there's
no reason to even say it.
Into this.
There is no reason to say it, but.
God. What's in it again?
Shredded chicken.
Right.
Fire-roasted tomatillo salsa.
Is that
the lime crema.
Are those the tiny tomatoes?
Yes.
The tomatillos?
Tomatillos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Fresh cucumber. Pickled cabbage, it sounds really good, actually, and avocado. I would eat that.
Why don't you order it and just take it straight to the toilet? That sounds to me like...
What?
It's going to cause you some trouble, will
it, sounds
Tommy?
Very good.
But why would they call it a...
What is it? Sounds like it tastes too good?
It's not a sushi burrito. There's no sushi in it.
Well, yeah, it's all Mexican food, really. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it is.
Well, the last time I checked, sushi was developed by the Japanese. Am I correct?
It's an Asian.
Ah, jeez. We couldn't have cut that part out of the story.
Yeah, why did you have to bring up sushi? That's the problem.
It was in the story.
That's
it
the
was
problem
in the
here.
Story.
It's in the headline. I'm looking at it right here. Starbucks, the sushi burrito is here. No, it's not.
See? That's what it says.
Oh, I see how this got. I see how this started now.
Now, are they? I have a question. I have a question.
Idiot.
Are they adding pumpkin spice to this thing?
No. Oh,
it's an abomination.
Okay, Greg Warren is our guest. Greg, this is a simple yes or no question.
Now he's telling our guest how to respond. So please adhere to his rules and we'll get out of here.
Okay,
we'll
make this
faster.
This will not be a yes or no question. Do you prefer Ready Whip over Cool Whip?
I don't care for either.
Oh, yeah,
it's
too
white.
Creamy. I've got
it's too
about
creamy.
Cream.
It's white.
It's too creamy. It's too delicious. It's too sweet.
I don't like creamy foods.
What?
I don't like creamy foods.
You don't like?
No.
Do you drink coffee with cream?
No, I don't drink coffee. I drink tea.
Thanks for coming, Greg. You're a funny guy. Okay, Christy, what do you got over there?
I told you he's losing it.
We have a poll going on right now, Ready Whip versus Cool Whip. Now, I make the following contention. Ready Whip's a lot more fun, especially if you have kids, because when their mother isn't looking, you go, come over here.
And you squirt it in their face.
Then you just squirt it all over their face, and you can squirt it in your mouth, and it's delicious.
And right. The sexual now, imprinting begins.
I can't get Ready Whip.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I've never left. Why?
are you dragging me into this?
I never laughed harder at anything I've said in my life.
Well, I'm glad you did.
No. You're going to hear about this.
So you don't eat Cool Whip or
what did
anyway.
He say about our daughter?
You don't like whipped cream?
I don't care.
What's wrong with you?
If I was going to have some pie or something, which I haven't in a long time, but if I was going to have some sort of...
What are you, watching your girlish figure? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I had some food sensitivity issues.
He has some stomach issues that he thinks he has, and it's all psychosomatic. And he's
it's not psychosomatic. Shut up, Dad.
Okay.
Now,
I am trying.
Seeds block up my colon.
As you know, every time I eat at a Cheesecake Factory, I send you a picture of my iced tea. Kind of a little thing we have.
It's
going.
A good iced tea, though, man.
It is a good.
That's a strong.
It is now. It is now.
Yeah, back
they,
when
they used to only have flavored iced tea, which, as you know, I think should be illegal.
I'm with you, man. You and I are right lockstep. I hate the that chemical iced tea, is the fountain iced tea, as much as
that's
you do.
Awful.
It's disgusting.
Awful. Hate bottled iced tea. But let's
now, I contend that there are a couple there good are. Bottled
You're
teas.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right.
Honest tea is really good.
Yes.
What kind of poison do they put in the bottled tea? What is it again?
Honest tea is honestly just tea. That's all it is. It's tea.
Yeah, but it was brewed like 7 years ago or something.
No, it wasn't.
I just want to know. I want it brewed today.
I want to know why they're saying they.
Well, you get a handy tea on shelf at an affordable price, and see how you bottle it. Okay.
Okay. I wanted to check out the sushi thing again. Look at this right
like
here. Chicago Tribune headline: Starbucks hops on the sushi burrito bandwagon.
Is it wrapped in? Is it wrapped like a burrito in?
Looks like it's wrapped in some kind of seaweed roll. So
that's
convenient if you want to climb up a tall building and jump off. That way you can take one bite and go, life's not worth living. Why is there no fish in this thing? How can they call it a sushi burrito? It seems to me to be
You know what? You can do anything
lie.
You want.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's has nothing to do with burritos.
I kind of agree with Tom on this.
They shouldn't call it that. They should call it a chicken wrap.
Chicken burrito.
Yeah.
But it's not a wrap. If it's in seaweed roll, it looks like sushi.
I kind of agree
I see.
With
so that's
Tom
the whole – that it's in a seaweed roll.
Yes, it looks just like a seaweed roll.
Still, it's not sushi.
So the only thing about it is the seaweed covering.
Okay.
I think that's enough.
Is there rice in it?
Okay. It might be.
Now, here we go. Do you know who Gideon Ogie is?
No.
Anybody?
No.
The
Bible guy?
O.G. Simpson, right?
He is the Bible guy, yes.
He's out of jail for sure.
Bible heir. He's a Bible heir.
Go, O.G., go, right?
No. You gotta hand it to him.
What am I, in a vacuum?
Gideon, for the second year in a row at the Erie County Fair in New York last month, won the kale eating competition.
Poor bastard.
Okay, you know what? Don't read any more of this story. This is the worst. What are you doing?
Well, we were talking.
Who is interested in this other than you?
Well, I'm just saying.
you got those results of the kale eating competition yet?
Everyone hates kale but you.
Delightful.
It's not delightful.
I actually don't hate it in things. By itself, it's awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And well, I understand you.
It's kind of a bitter taste.
If you put a piece of spinach or kale on my quarter pounder, I enjoy that very much.
Mm-hmm. A small piece on a quarter pounder.
Do they do that now?
By the way, this was last month.
You got to order off menu.
A fellow competitor who he beat was the legendary Joey Chestnut.
Oh, Joey, our buddy.
Joey got 20 kale servings. OG downed 22.5 16-ounce bowls of kale in 8 minutes.
But Joey has been here and on the record said he doesn't care for kale.
Right.
He does not like it.
So do you know how much kale that must
be? That's a lot of kale.
A pound of kale?
Ugh, yeah. Man.
That's a true like competitive eater if you eat a lot of something you don't even like.
Well,
sure.
A pound of kale, wouldn't want to be behind him in the restroom line. That is
because it makes you go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, jeez.
Who knew that was
coming? Get the Pitocin.
That's
going to
be
a book of names. Okay.
As long as we're talking about food, can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, you may.
What do you think? I can't get a straight answer on rice pilaf.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
It's rice with some pilaf in it?
Exactly. What's the pilaf?
I don't know.
I honestly tried to look it up because it's different everywhere. Because, okay, I don't eat gluten, all right?
Uh-huh. You know,
go ahead. Just go ahead, Tom. Just go ahead.
Here we go.
Jesus. But, all right.
High maintenance. Oh, my God.
Well, I just don't, all right?
Say, do you have any food allergies at the restaurant? You give them this litany. And
I don't. You know, I'm very discreet about it, Tom. I don't bother. Josh is eating with me. I don't bother everybody's meal. But
no, Josh is eating and you're taking pictures of him.
Yeah, posting, the only person you bother at a restaurant is me.
posting pictures of Josh on the internet pouring syrup on some pancakes like an American.
That was a great picture.
We've
never seen anybody so happy in their lives.
Yeah, we just reposted it.
That is a compelling picture.
It is.
What's that called? Laser focus?
It is, man. Yeah. He was so intent.
You know, I have almost forgotten how high that stack of pancakes is.
It was a good stack.
Yeah, I think it was a tall stack.
It was an International House of Pancakes. Mm-hmm. So
they're international, by the way.
They have one flight.
They got that one in Canada.
Yeah,
they do. I looked up the pilaf. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
Is that a guy's name?
No. Here it is. Rice pilaf is rice with anything else that you want to put in it. Anything. That's right.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you drop your phone in the toilet and you have to put it in rice to dry it out.
That's mm-hmm.
Technically, that's rice pilaf. It is.
Okay.
With just a little iPhone in it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And a little bit of pee and some E. coli.
Yes.
So I forgot who I was talking to.
If it's in your toilet, I'm just trying to save you.
So the problem is you go to restaurants hoping to get the same thing every time, and you're not.
Well, I thought it was like a standardized, some standardized.
Like
form.
A wild rice.
It's anything
or
you want to put in it, man.
Hmm.
Good to know.
Do you have a particular place that you like their pilaf?
Well, I used to enjoy Ruby Tuesdays. I've been eating a lot of Red Lobster lately, but that's just straight.
You're
rice.
A franchise guy.
Dude, their
you
rice
know
is
that.
Awesome.
Scampi, yeah. Scampi. You like the scampi? Shrimp scampi? Scampi.
Langostinos.
I just get usually the whatever fish they have of the day. You know, they have like a good trout. Josh,
What you want to do?
Oh, yeah.
Greg, is you order rice pilaf with the pilaf on the side.
Yeah,
and that way.
And hold the peel off, baby.
You just get rice. In any event, by the way, congratulations to OG, Gideon OG, who won the K-Leading Contest. And by the way, Joey Chestnut is also in the news.
Yes.
Because he defended his national wing-eating title over the weekend. Get this.
How many wings?
I'm going to eat, 12 minutes. Chick, guess how many wings our good friend Joey Chestnut
12
ate.
Minutes. 182.
Okay, your guess, Greg? That's a little low.
That's
really?
A little low.
What?
Yeah.
That's low.
This was at the National Buffalo Wing Festival in Buffalo, New York, Labor Day weekend.
Yum.
And he has to suck the meat off the wing, right?
Yeah.
So you have to clean it?
Yeah. Last year he did 188 in 12 minutes.
And these aren't boneless wings because boneless wings aren't wings.
Right.
Right.
And how clean do you got to get them to qualify?
That's a good question.
That's what I want to know.
There's a technique. You split them and you go. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. There is.
Yeah, there's a good.
Well, the final answer is Joey Chestnut consumed 220 wings.
Wow,
in 12
minutes.
So that means
that's 20
with the
wings.
Original hot sauce on it. The original Anchor Bar buffalo sauce.
I'm trying to figure that out. So how much?
Right around 20 wings a minute.
Yeah, so was that 110 so chickens? Right.
Well. Wings and two drummies, so
this is just the wings. By the way, when
wings,
you call them drummies, you know your way around a menu.
What else do you call them?
Once again, insinuating that you're
here's
fat.
One of the fattest things I've ever done.
Oh, you guys both hit it. You both hit it.
Greg Warren is our guest.
I know the difference between drummies and wings.
Greg, this is our new. We have every feature on the show has an intro. For example, when you hear this sound, it means
that's
go to the
sports.
Bathroom. Sports
people,
is coming.
People rejoice from coast to coast. Yes.
Now, when you hear this sound, this is the intro that Josh ad libbed. Actually, here we Dean added some music to it.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. One morning, I was able to differentiate between a wing and a drummy, and Tom found that to be quite the obese. Ability.
It's like some sort of German
tuba.
Oh, don't act like you don't love it.
I love it.
Picturing me walk.
Sorry.
Boom, bop. Boom.
Congratulations to Joey Chestnut for downing 220 wings and taking out 110 chickens. Wow. He's going to have one of those, a picture of him in every.
So you didn't listen to
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, the chickens are going to be dead anyway.
He's going to be saying, do not serve this man on all-you-can-eat chicken wing night.
He's also in Katy Perry's new video.
Yep.
Joey Chestnut.
Oh, yeah, I suffered through that. Yes, he is.
He eats her in less than 20 minutes.
How many Katy Perry's could you eat
in 12 minutes?
In 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just that one. Okay.
I'm sorry. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk. We have the kale champ, who, by the way, after winning this, he immediately entered a hot dog eating contest to get the taste of the kale out of his mouth. We have something else. Christy, what is it?
Well, if you're trying to get the taste of Katy Perry out of your mouth,
please.
How about vodka made from Twinkies?
Yes.
A San Diego spirits producer is fighting food waste by making vodka from old Twinkies. Misadventure and Company Distillery sources its fermentables from a food bank, taking leftovers that were not able to be given to the needy. That's about 1,000 pounds of bread products a week. Well, because things spoil.
Well, find more needy people.
I think the needy would prefer the booze. Shut up, Josh.
Co-owner Whitney Regali explained we get Twinkies.
You tell a homeless guy, look, you want a Twinkie or do you want MD 2020? Guess who's going to win?
We get Twinkies, ho-hos, French baguettes, crullers, you name it.
Twinkie vodka.
The whole bakery aisle.
Hold the Twinkie, brother.
Goes into our vodka. The bread products, including the Twinkies, are blended and mashed, then pitched with yeast to ferment into alcohol. So gross. I don't think it tastes like a Twinkie.
It's got notes of depression and sorrow as you taste it.
Huh.
That's interesting. Any kind of thing that will ferment, right?
Yeah.
And they make wine in prison out of, prunes or something? Isn't it called Pruno?
Right.
Toilet wine? You really got to want it.
Well, if you were in prison, wouldn't you rather spend it drunk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, of course, yes.
Don't use that one. That's Butch's brewing over there.
In this particular cell block, Machine Gun Kelly had a prison system.
Or a bitch.
One night, a jealous lady, Kelly took a makeshift knife.
Yes.
And carved the
Twinkies.
Does it still have the creamy filling?
No, that's what helps turn it into the alcohol.
Now, right? Do you like the creamy filling of a Twinkie, or do you like that?
You know what? I kind of do.
You didn't like creamy things.
Like
you just said you don't like Cool Whip or Ready Whip.
Aha!
You know, I mean, I make exceptions.
Do you suck the creamy filling out?
No.
Can we not say suck the rest of the morning? That
do you
would
eat
great.
The creamy filling out of an Oreo? Do you like that?
Man. Oh, yeah.
See? Okay.
That's not creamy per se.
It's got a more solid consistency to it. Yeah.
So it's the texture, not the taste, that bothers you.
Mayonnaise really bothers me.
Well, mayonnaise is disgusting and horrible,
mayonnaise
so I get that.
Mayonnaise is delicious and given to us by God.
Ranch dressing, awful,
it's
horrible.
Ranch dressing.
No. That, dressing. Too, is alien technology. We're lucky to have it.
No,
what's
it's
wrong
awful.
With you,
you guys want some ranch dressing?
What's that?
Then you have a cousin that would do that or something?
Hey, guys, can we get some more ranch dressing?
I didn't know
you said your cousin loved
it. I've never heard that voice before.
Hey,
I know the old guy, but I've never heard
Hey, Grandma, can we just get some ranch dressing?
All right.
Like ranch dressing.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We're hanging out with comedian Greg Warren. Coming up, Jessica Alsman will be joining us, the beautiful Allie Breen and Jesse James Dupree.
Allie.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. That man is comedian Greg Warren. He's on tour with our good friend Mike Birbiglia, the Sleepwalk With Me guy. Birbigs has a new show called The New One, and Greg Warren will be opening a bunch of those shows. I know, what is today? Tomorrow it'll be Greenville. Friday, Charleston, South Carolina, Mike Birbiglia and Greg Warren. And then Saturday, Durham, North Carolina. And more, we'll tell you about that coming up. Greg, good to see you again. Greg, of course, famous on this show as a former state champion wrestler. Among other things, and
a college wrestler course, too.
He might also be a comedian, but yeah.
I know. I'm fully aware of that. Did I not mention that he is a comedian?
He's opening with. Sometimes you have to tell people.
Opening for Mike Birbiglia. You mean? So you're suggesting
he wasn't going to wrestle in front of Mike Birbiglia's stand-up show?
Both. Mike was a high school wrestler.
He was.
Absolutely.
I think for maybe a year or so. I mean,
Greg doesn't consider it.
I think there was an incident. Might have been an oil change.
I would love
oil
to
check,
see
whatever it's
you
called.
Two wrestle.
A dipstick.
A dipstick, is that what it's called?
You're saying someone took their thumb and shoved it. Or the index finger.
Let's just move on.
It could
on.
Be any
digit.
Any digit, okay. The point being, we are hanging out with Greg Warren right now and Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else do you have, Christy?
A German teen reported his mom to authorities after discovering she was growing marijuana in her garden. Snitch. The 13-year-old became suspicious after the crop of 20 sweet-smelling plants in the garden, some of which were nearly 5 feet high, and after researching them on the internet, discovered that they were marijuana.
Police who's the idiot here, the mother or the kid? Why didn't the mother tell the – don't you think she should have said, oh, by the way, this is marijuana, keep cool?
I don't know.
No? Police Tuesday said the boy called them to report a potential crime.
It's not keep cool.
Be cool.
It's be cool.
I corrected myself.
Either way.
Keep cool.
I'm sorry, head dick. Oh, wait a minute. It's not – it's dickhead.
He got you there, chick.
At the child's home.
I will kill every one of you.
Greg Warren is my – he's my support heckler.
I think
we're missing the point of the story. This kid rats on his mother. How old was he again?
He was 13, and we haven't even got to – this is the most amazing part of the story.
I didn't know the Germans were rats.
The mom was reportedly so angered that police were removing her crop after her son reported her that the teen – was taken to the police station for his own protection.
Wow.
So the mom's the dick in this story.
No.
Yes.
No, the kid's ratting her out.
Yeah. She's doing something illegal.
Reminds
me of that Sound of Music. Remember that kid that was blowing the whistle on the little Nazi kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Liesel, I think her name was. Remember he was blowing the...
Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
little rat,
German rat.
Good night,
Christy.
The young man did the right thing. He did the correct thing. His mother was doing something illegal, and he was
This kid is a rat.
It's like Fred and Barney arguing over there.
No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, man.
No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
So anyway, and then the mom was so upset that the police were worried about her son. They took him. To the police station?
Of course she was upset. Well, what'd the kid say? That'll teach you next time. He's German, right?
Yes, he's German.
That'll teach you. Next time, get me the Xbox.
Perfect.
Good luck in prison, Butch.
Wow.
Good luck in prison, Butch.
Now you're insinuating his mom's a lesbian?
No, that's just how...
That was German for bitch.
Yeah. That's just the convenient thing going on. I think it's terrible that this kid turned his mom in.
No.
13. They probably tell you at school you're supposed to do that.
He's doing the right thing.
There's
it's
a chance
illegal.
This kid did not know that his mother was growing them. All he did was report that the plants were being grown.
Who did he think was growing them?
He probably didn't assume it was his mom. Would you?
No, this kid's a rat.
Oh,
hello, Bob and Tom show. Speak.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Butch program.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good.
Thanks.
You know, it's amazing what lesbians can do when they set their minds.
Well, no, I'm not saying
that's
it really is.
Talking about
choice.
Different things in the garden, boy, I forgot what I've got to tell you about a garden. I know a fellow, he grows the biggest, sweetest strawberries in the whole county. Of course,
really?
Big D buys them by the bushel all summer. She fixes the best strawberry shortcakes ever put on your lips.
Oh.
Well, we tried growing our own strawberries a few times, and they never taste nowhere as good as his, of course. So one day I finally asked him what his secret was. He claims he mixes up manure from his horses and milk cows and spreads it evenly, you know, over all the strawberries. I said, well, I never tried that. We always just put Cool Whip on ours. I don't get it, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. He doesn't understand, you see.
I don't understand how you guys don't see this. What is it, 13-year-old boy?
Turns
his mother in for growing marijuana.
Well,
yeah?
I think the kid was giving her the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he knew that his mom was growing this.
The kid was following the law. The law says it's illegal, and he was doing the right thing.
Take it from me. Sometimes the kids are more adults than the parents.
I'm guessing this kid doesn't hang out with the cool kids at school. That's all I'm saying.
Who cares?
Dork.
Dork!
Wow.
Go to your room. Helmet. No! You go to your cell, mommy! Jeez. Rat.
Dork, I don't know. Meme calling.
Oh, my gosh.
Bullying all of this.
Now, Greg, you're a clean liver. We know that. You're picky about what you eat. to the point
of irritation.
Almost everyone nuts. That's why you eat alone a lot. But the point of the story is, now you're not a marijuana user.
No.
I want to. This is a story we had yesterday that I find fascinating. This is from the University of South Australia,
USA.
And
it's a good school.
A recent study has found that people who smoke marijuana, and I'm quoting here, walk differently than those who do not. The authors said further research was needed to see if the subtle changes in walking become more apparent with aging and increased cannabis use. Now, they say that cannabis users tend to move their shoulders less and their elbows more, and they swing their knees more quickly as they walk.
Like mall walkers?
You got me.
What you were just doing with your arms, you look like a mall walker.
Well, I mean,
he looks like a mall walker whether he moves or not.
Yesterday we concluded that this was probably the idea to get a grant for this study had to come from watching episodes of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they describe Shaggy.
Yeah. Once again, the description of the marijuana user, the cannabis users tend to move their shoulders less, their elbows more, and they swing their knees more quickly when they walk. This is a scientific study done by a university.
A waste of funds. idiotic.
Of course, marijuana users just tend to walk. They make a slow beeline for the refrigerator.
Yes.
A general rule. Is there any cheesecake there? And some Cool Whip. Perhaps a piece of pumpkin pie. If you'd like to vote, by the way, on Ready Whip versus Cool Whip, we have
Cool Whip is beating Ready Whip 3-1.
As it should. Right? As it should, yeah.
You think so?
Ready
is that the
point? Ready Whip. Ready Whip. Who's with me? Ready Whip.
No one!
Yes, Ready Whip is more fun. I think Cool Whip tastes better. I think that's the simple thing here. Do they don't make Ready? They don't make Cool Whip in a spritzer thing, do they?
No.
They should.
A spritzer thing.
What's that
you
thing
mean
called?
A can?
Aerosol, whatever it is, where you tilted.
Yeah.
There are people agreeing with Tom about the mom and the marijuana. I agree. The kid is a rat.
Yeah.
No.
The tweet.
Okay. Well,
wouldn't you want your child to?
To turn
Follow
me into
the
prison
rules?
If I were
probably
you're
pot.
Breaking the law.
Oh God,
where does it stop?
The kids.
What?
She's a terrible mom. So the kid.
Wait a minute. Why is she a terrible mom?
She's illegally.
She's growing marijuana illegally.
Marijuana is
she's
legal.
She's the pusher man.
Oh God,
that doesn't matter. No, she didn't inform the kid. She's not being honest with him.
That's
well,
probably
no,
the bigger
I don't
she should say.
I mean, if you don't
she should
tell
say,
your
listen,
kid.
Listen, little helmet.
Well,
I'm growing some medicine here. Be quiet.
Sure. Yeah.
Be
well,
cool.
Well, if she has a legal, I mean, if she has a problem and needs it for medicinal,
Let's
I'm
not
forget. Getting.
She's clearly a terrible mom because she wanted to like kill him after he did this.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad mom.
She's a dirtbag.
Worried about her.
But don't you think in the schools they're probably like they probably show a picture of if you ever see this. Call the authorities
There's
right
a good chance.
Now.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this sounds to me like something in about 1938. head shaved in the side.
Oh, did they have a problem back then?
Yeah, let's move on. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Our guest is comedian Greg Warren. Greg is doing a little mini tour, joining Mike Birbiglia. Birbigs is going to be doing a bunch of shows coming up starting tomorrow night. In Greenville, then it'll be Charleston, South Carolina, Friday, and then Durham on Saturday. Mike Birbiglia will be our guest real soon. But right now, the guy opening for him is Greg Warren. And right next to Greg is the very single Jessica Alsman. Oh, yeah, Greg.
She's...
What?
Oh, hey there.
Be quiet. I'm trying to just hang on a second. Hang on a second.
I'm just going to go
close circuit to Christy.
For whatever's going to
close circuit to Christy. Give the man some hope, okay?
Well,
sorry,
I don't
let's move on.
I'm close circuit to Jessica. she lives with. Okay,
yeah, the guy that Jessica lives with might be a little upset.
Nothing like causing problems at home. Good job, buddy.
Okay, sorry. I was just trying to make Greg feel good, okay?
Are you dating anybody?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
See? Your efforts have gone unnoticed.
Now, we had a story that we're having a big fight about, even off the air. No, this is a story. This kid turns his mother in for growing pot.
Look, marijuana should be legal. It's fine.
I don't care what you're...
This is a non-story.
Okay? No, it is a big story.
No, it's not. It's a non-story.
This kid turns his mother in for growing pot.
I can't
because
keep
he's
you from
following
talking
the law.
About it.
He's
this was
doing
in Australia,
told.
Tom?
Germany.
It was in Germany.
Oh,
Germany.
Whatever.
That
Same
makes
thing.
It makes it even worse.
Why?
Why?
The letter of the law. This is the place where the guy is. His GPS told him to turn left. He turned into a building. You know, you follow orders.
Well, there are dumb people everywhere.
I'm just saying.
So now you're saying everyone should just break the law whenever they want.
Yep, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Okay.
Remind me of that when you're a victim of someone breaking the law.
So when you drive in here at 4 in the morning, do you actually go through those red lights?
No, I never do.
Christy?
I've turned left up here once or twice.
Yeah. You sit there for the whole day.
I know. I got behind a person today that follows the law.
I don't come that way. I have a brutal drive-in if I catch all the lights.
How many lights do you have? One?
Just the one.
And if it's red, do you stop?
Of course.
At 4 in the morning?
Yes. Oh, that one you have to.
Oh, hang on. This is his way of none of us get here, work
at 4
as hard
in the morning.
And make less money than you. We all know that.
So you are...
it's okay.
You stop at that one right down there,
yes.
And you stay there and sit?
Yes.
I don't.
I would at that one, too. No. There is one by my place that I do run in the morning.
I run it every morning.
Man, I would give anything if somebody pulled you over and give you a ticket. That would be so cool.
you're a lawbreaker is what
I am. A scoff law.
Yes.
You're a danger. You're an outlaw. You're a danger, man.
I stop. Surely. I look around. There's nobody there. Make that left.
Exactly. Yeah, I treat it like
you don't safety? Pull out. This is a busy intersection down here at all times of the
day. Yeah, you're doing the right thing.
Thank you, Josh.
There's no one there at 4 a.m.
The point
being, this kid is a rat.
I'm up at 4
he turned his mother in.
What are the odds that if you come that way, maybe I'd pull out in front of you? Then what would you do?
But the mother probably
I'd faint because you were awake that early.
I think they're both. Course, the kid is a rat, but she's not a great mom.
Yeah.
Maybe she has to smoke pot because of her rat son.
I doubt it.
You know,
you think there's something ingrained in the culture there?
Her son, Judas.
You should write a book called How to Make People Upset with You.
It's going to take
steps. Number one, act all important. Number two, ignore people.
Important. I'm just saying this kid's a rat, and his mom probably has to smoke marijuana because her son is Judas.
No, she sells it because she's not skilled enough to do anything else.
Well, you're making an assumption. Not fair.
Wait, so does she sell it or does she not?
We don't know what she was doing with it. She was growing it.
She's growing pot. Her kid turns
around. Josh, how dare you make an unfair assumption and a wild accusation based on no facts? What are you talking about?
Which is why I did it.
Yeah.
To point out the hypocrisy of one.
Okay. Well, what else have you got, Christy?
A North Carolina man's striking mugshot has landed him a modeling career. Oh, this is another one of these guys?
Has this happened again?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. This one's
Makai Lucky of North Carolina signed with St. Clair Modeling after a photograph stemming from a 2016 arrest.
Oh, that's my old company.
Went viral on social media. St. Clair Modeling? That's your company?
That's right. I like
Okay, here's the deal with this guy.
According to public records, police in Raleigh arrested and charged Lucky in April 2016 with possessing a stolen vehicle and eluding arrest. Yahoo News reported the 20-year-old captivated users with his different colored eyes, like a husky, caused by the rare genetic condition.
Yeah, come here, look at this. This is an
heterochromia?
Look at this, Claire's Josh, come here.
All right.
He's got a blue eye. His right eye is a blue eye, and his left eye is a brown eye.
Oh, brown eye.
Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't that weird? I wouldn't have pegged him as a fashion model, but
St. Clair's modeling manager, Damiana O'Brien, says she hopes to bring Lucky to New York Fashion Week in February, but the current status of the legal cases of Lucky remain unclear.
Was she your rep over there, chick, Damiana?
Yeah. She's awful to work with.
Yeah.
Pushy.
So, do you have
you wanted to change your look a lot, too, didn't you?
Yeah, they did. They wanted a blonde. And I said, no.
Yeah.
No.
His headshot is a mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if they are going to update it or not, but...
Well, what did he do? It doesn't say what crime he committed.
Yeah, it said he was in possession of a stolen car.
Oh, okay.
And eluding arrest. And it happened in April of 2016, so it was over a year ago.
All right, gotcha.
He stole a car, then he stole my heart. What happened to the last guy that was
Oh, my God, he's dating Chloe Greene. He broke up his marriage, and he's... You don't know who Chloe Greene is.
No idea.
No.
But what was that guy arrested for? Remember, he became the model?
Yeah,
he had like a great jawline and great cheekbones.
Yeah,
and
this guy,
Jeremy Meeks is the guy's name, and Chloe Greene is one of the richest women in London. Her dad owns like Topshop or something. And
well, this guy, I don't think this guy's going to have the career that guy has. I don't think he's. I wouldn't say, that's a very handsome man.
Here's Jeremy Meeks now with his girl. Whoa, Jesus, look at those. I can see why Chloe. Jeremy's not just good looking.
Does Jeremy have a football in his bathing trunks?
I think he has a football in his bathing.
Does this guy have weird eyes? Is like one blue and one?
Yeah. Yeah, one brown. Yes.
You can't trust those people.
Somewhat
distracting.
Oh, Jeremy.
I see. Okay, what else have you got, Christy?
A car that was stolen, speaking of stealing things, in 1979 was found last week in a swamp. French police pulled out the crayfish-colored Peugeot 104 that had been stolen in the Champagne region decades earlier.
Otherwise known as the bourgeois wagon.
Bourgeoisie. Never mind.
In a Facebook post headlined, police said the pond's owner alerted officers about the discovery on Monday after the car became visible when a drought caused the water level to drop. Police said the car was
This is usually the beginning. This is usually the beginning of a really good movie.
Yeah.
They pull out the car that's been there since 79 and there's a body in it.
Right.
Here's the best part.
There's a body in it.
No. Police said the car declared stolen in 79. They hope to reunite it with its owner in the next few days.
Wow.
It's been in a swamp for how many years?
Since 1970. Well, it's 79.
I'll bet the engine's flooded.
I would think so.
I don't think they want it back.
What's the great movie? Is
the guy still alive?
Isn't there some Woody Allen movie where they find a Volkswagen from like 300 years before and it starts? What is that one called? Sleeper, maybe? The thing that's...
Maybe.
Well, it'd be much better if there'd been a body in it.
Is that what we're going to do with these news stories now?
Just talk, say what, how
talk about
better?
How they could have been
You know what? It would have been better if there had been a talking dog in the story. That would have made it a lot better.
Would you want your car back? Boy,
that'd be great,
James.
You know what I mean? Open the trunk and, hey, how you doing? You're a dog. What are you talking
I didn't own a talking dog in 79, but I'll take it.
That's right.
Oh, I love
there's
it.
Your story.
It's 39 years old, 38 years old. Do you want your car back?
Hey, Tom, what is like a talking dog, though?
Having a 4.5-year-old little girl.
That's right. There's nothing that makes your children build more self-esteem than making the comparison to a talking dog.
And coming up, we have more selfies in the news. Sometimes it's not a good idea.
Oh, boy. I hope somebody died.
They fall off a cliff? Oh, boy.
You've seen there's a website like died. Last Selfies or something?
Yeah.
There's
last
a bunch
selfies.
Of them out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Chilling.
Well, we have a new entry.
Now, you talk about this car that has been in a swamp since 79. In all truth, there are going to be a lot of cars out of Houston that are going to be getting shipped to other places to try to get them unloaded.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for one of those babies being for sale.
You don't think they'll be upfront about that?
No.
I like to see the best in people.
Yeah, well,
I think
luck.
That lady growing marijuana is a car salesman. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you bring that back up?
She's a wonderful mom, and the kid's a rat. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
What does that mean?
We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us. Let me see. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. That feels like a Tuesday.
Tom's in his Tuesday mode.
I don't know. I've switched now. I'm ready. We have found ourselves. Well, Wednesday matters to most of us. We have a meeting to go to, which you skip every Wednesday.
That's only because.
We voted you out.
That's only because you're there.
Thank you. Well, then I'm not going to go today and you attend. How about that? Is that a good deal?
Okay.
Okay, good. That's not going to happen. We have a lot to get to today. With us in the studio. The lovely Jessica Alsman. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jess. There.
How are you?
Hi, Jessica.
Great.
Blue eyed, single, just like comedian Greg Warren. Now, Greg, you haven't been on any dates lately. You were saying off the air, but your batting cage work this summer is impressive.
Yeah, had a pretty good summer.
Pretty good summer in the batting
nice,
cages.
Man.
I go like.
What's your ERA?
That's a pitcher.
Yeah, you're so smart. What is your ERA? That's a good question.
How are the pitching machines doing against you?
The one that I go to, they move the ball around a little bit at 90. They move it around.
90?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I go, you know, by myself or whatever, and I'm 49, and there's dads in there usually that are my age with their kids, and, you know, they're always yelling at their kids, at their teenage kids, and the kids don't listen because they're teenagers or whatever. But I'm 49, you know, I listen. Like, some of these dads have some pretty good
advice.
Yeah, they do.
Got some good tips for them?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, get your bat back. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. Nice.
You're dropping your shoulder, stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. They listen. Right. The kids, I steal the advice, yeah.
I
get into it a little bit too much, though. They're like, you're not trying. I am trying.
Greg brings up an interesting point.
You never listen to me.
Other than driving here to work in the morning, Tom, do you go anywhere by yourself?
Yeah, I drive around. Do stuff.
I don't believe
it. You drive from one meeting to another.
I saw him at the
lunch.
Grocery store by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the grocery store by yourself?
Oh, I prefer going by myself.
Well, let me rephrase that.
Well, other people.
A certain person
well.
Doesn't like to go there with me.
I can't imagine why not.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
Oh, Greg, you would have lost your mind when he saw me in the grocery store.
He's just laughing at the stuff.
I was Josh buying. He'd be taking pictures of the food I had in my car.
Puffcorn? Did you have puffcorn?
Crocodiles.
Nice. I didn't know they still made those.
Oh, you can get them here. Right.
Those are awesome, yeah, man. Right. Those, that's the best hostess snack ever made.
We are now going to be joined by another famous single person. She is comedian Allie Breen.
Oh. Hey, I know Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hi,
how
Allie.
How's it going?
Not well.
How are you, Allie?
Chick's in one of his moods, Allie.
Me?
No, it's Tom. It's Tom. Got to side with Chick on this one.
Now, Greg is doing some gigs with our friend Mike Birbiglia. It'll be Greenville, what is it, tomorrow night, then Friday. It's Charleston, South Carolina, Durham on Saturday. You won't be on that one, though, Greg. You've been, I understand, outed on that one.
Ousted. No, I'm going to be on the Durham one.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Good to know. Are you going to be in the Charleston one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Charleston. That's the big one.
That's
you're
the
in
big
all
one.
These. Charleston is
on a tour.
It's the Saturday
with Mike.
Show. He's not going to be.
Okay, sorry. The point being, Mike Birbiglia will be joining us sometime soon, too. So, now, Allie, we were talking to Greg about his singleness.
Allie and I know each other very well.
Now, have you ever gone to a batting cage with Greg?
I have never gone to a batting cage.
What
with
did we
Greg.
Do together, though, Allie?
Uh-oh. We went jet skiing
in the ocean. Me and Allie went jet skiing in the ocean.
Nice,
it was really fun.
On one jet ski or two?
No,
Was it like that romantic KY Jelly commercial where they're jet skiing? God, I love that one. So it's so subtle where the things shoot out his legs. Have you seen that?
I never got that. Now that you mention that is.
That's one of those great commercials. Well, we'll segue from KY Jelly into Allie receives letters about love problems, which she likes to relate to us. It's called Dear Allie. Do you have one for us?
I do. I have a few of them. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Dear Allie, I recently came home from a business trip to surprise my boyfriend. Instead of being excited, he was mad and accused me of checking up on him. Now it definitely feels like I ruined his, in quotes, plans.
You're ruining my life?
We don't know. I don't think we have enough info here.
I think there's some trust issue.
Well, I think too that if he was mad that she came home early,
then he doesn't want to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't want to see her, or right, he had something.
Yeah, he's not mad at her because he's mad at her for a lot of other stuff,
right,
other than coming home early.
Yeah, I agree with Chick on this one. Well, your thoughts, Allie?
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually surprised though that this doesn't happen more often. You know, when people throw people surprise parties, I'm so surprised that never goes awry.
It does.
There are some urban legends out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge non-fan of the surprise
Tom
party.
Hates surprises, yet he always springs them on us.
Like what?
And they never work out.
Never.
A surprise today.
Oh, we got this big surprise today, and then
I have a story about, and it's never
No,
any
I
good.
Had a surprise guest that you guys loved just a couple weeks ago.
Who's that?
I forgot it was some big surprise.
You can see how much of a wonderful surprise it was. We all remember it.
I'm sorry. Let's get to our next letter, Allie. What is it?
Sure. Dear Allie, my girlfriend has a cat and a dog, and she lets them stay on the bed when we have sex.
All right.
No.
One time I shoved them off the bed, and she got mad at me, and she wouldn't let me finish. It just kind of creeps me out.
She got mad and
wouldn't let him finish?
Can you give him 2 minutes?
This was an outrage.
2 minutes? Who are you dating? 30 seconds? Come on.
Start at the beginning of this letter. So they're having an intimate moment and there's a cat and a dog on the bed?
Yes.
On the bed.
Josh, you want to take this one? What do you think about that?
Well, she's upset that he wants them off
the bed.
There's a chance she wants them involved in
some way.
No,
no. Are you kidding?
She likes it when they watch him, maybe, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's this adamant about it. I don't know.
No way. I think she's just feeling bad about shoving him off the bed. There's no way she likes them watching, you think?
To where she punished the guy? He said, shoo, and then she said, well, now you can't finish.
Well, they have to get off, but he can't, I think is the short version of this story.
The only no way you can say about anything, if you can't ever say no way about anything. There's a way about We've learned on this show, you put
a
word with sex and somebody likes it. So, cat, dog, watching. Okay, here's a website.
There's a famous interview with Robert Mitchum, the great actor, in which he's doing a similar thing to this. And I believe it's a large Great Dane starts playing ball with him, if you will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a famous interview. I think it was in Rolling Stone.
Like the opposite of a therapy dog.
Yeah, that seems
that's
creepy.
Scarring for life.
I'm allergic to cats.
And, of course you are.
I remember one time I went to this girl's house and
yes, tell us everything.
She had a cat, and I was like, you know what? It's it had been a while or whatever, and so I was like, I'm just going to tough it out, and I was just like. My eyes were just, I think she thought that I was getting way more emotional about sex than I was. I was like crying, you know? She's like, oh, I didn't know the cats made you break out in hives, too. I'm like, no, that's the sex. I just get nervous.
Greg wore in the closer. That's right.
Yeah. I think the dog and the cat on the bed is very weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you keep it. Dogs and cats together are weird anyways. I mean, if it's a couple of dogs up there, that's fine.
No, really?
Just the interspecies, yeah.
I'm glad someone said it. No cats, man.
Exactly,
no cats.
Man. Or maybe a couple of cats. But dogs and cats, it's just
wrong.
Kinky.
But if it were a cartoon, freak. If it were a cartoon, one of the dogs would come out with a garden hose and spray the two people. Cut it out. Get a room. Oh, wait a minute. You're in a room.
Did you see that where that happened kind of with the lion and the lioness? They were going at it, and the rhino started to charge him.
What? You know what? Is this a children's story?
No,
I want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love
where
it.
Did you see it?
I saw it on the interweb this morning. I will bring it up, and we'll do the story after Allie's done.
Allie, your conclusion is what?
I think dogs and cats in the room are okay, but I think on the bed is way too much. It's creepy. And
yes.
What do you guys think about the people who kiss their dogs on the mouth to let their tongue go in there?
That's not a good idea.
Well, yeah, that's
a little weird. Huh?
Top of the head's fine, though, right?
Sure, you can kiss a dog.
There's,
on top of the head.
There's a lot of stuff, and you know, if your dogs are like mine.
What's the cleanest? The dogs have the cleanest mouths.
Not after they've eaten a turd, okay? I've witnessed it. My dogs are not.
Subtle way to say it.
It's true. I mean, it happens in the wild. Wolves even do it. It's just a thing that certain dogs do. And
when you see what they lick, there's no way their mouth can be the cleanest thing. Is that a fact, Greg?
Ugh. No, I don't know. I just thought I've heard it.
No, they do say dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans.
They do say
that's what
that.
They say. Don't they also say don't be French kissing your dog.
Right.
Although in this case
I've heard that.
In this case, this is this guy's idea of a three way. They get the cat out of here, but the golden retriever can stay. Get a new date. I think it's very weird having the animals on the bed, frankly.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, okay. Too close for comfort.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking with comedian Allie Breen and comedian Greg Warren. And what else have you got over there, Allie?
Okay, here we go. Dear Allie, my friend just got engaged to a girl that I've known for years. He's under the impression that she's pretty innocent, but she's actually slept with a lot of guys that he knows. And I don't know if I should tell him.
No. Stay out of it.
Nope.
Tell him!
Tell her! I'm with you, chick. Mix it up!
That's right. I'm bored. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, my life is... Nothing's going on. Let's get some action.
That's right. Lie a little. Yeah!
Wait, that's a bad situation.
No, do not get involved.
Shut up is the key to that. Josh, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe talk to her and say, hey, this is one of my best friends here. Are you going to start becoming clean with this guy or what?
Oh, talk to her.
Yeah, talk to her, but that's it. Like that, I mean, don't even do that.
No, stay out of it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
He has never asked. If it's not a situation where she's been lying to him and he's never asked.
Who cares? Yep.
Who cares?
Tell her.
Oh, no.
Tell her like this.
Your mouth shut.
I need $10,000 in a small duffel.
That's not bad.
By 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Or I sing like a blade.
well, if certain things were dollars, she'd be a millionaire, if you know what I mean.
Can you imagine Tom in this scenario? Every time she walks by, he starts giggling for no reason.
Right.
Oh, I'm not going to tell him.
You're in love with her, huh? Yeah.
I'll bet she can teach you a few things.
She was with Jamal a couple days ago. Wore him out.
I was not going to say. I'm surprised that thing is still intact.
Yeah, wait, what if the situation was reversed and you guys were dating someone and one of your friends? Okay, so, like,
good
Josh,
question.
You're dating a girl, Tom, you know that, you know, she's had sex with a lot of Josh's friends. Josh, would you want him to tell you?
Ah, man. I don't know.
Does it really matter?
Good luck.
Yeah, if I'm in love with her and I don't care.
You're not allowed to get upset
what
with someone that...
What if she had sex with Greg and he's right in the room?
On the bed with the dog and the cat.
Watching.
My count
hey, Josh!
We got a five-way going.
Oh, man! The dog and the cat!
And Boris!
This just got really unpleasant.
What's going on, Josh?
No, you got to be quiet.
I'm just watching the dog and the cat for her.
No. The classic situation, we've talked about this before, is say you've got a friend and he's married and everybody hates his wife, and then he announces he's getting a divorce, and you say to him, God, thank God, everyone hates her, and then they get back together.
Always.
Just sometimes being quiet is the best thing to do.
So, Josh, you never answered the question. Yeah. Would you want to know or not?
I don't know, man. It would really depend on the girl and the situation. And are my buddies laughing about it behind my back?
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have.
No, we're laughing.
Or, are they going, man, she was so great. He's so lucky.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation. You know that one girl in St. Louis that you were saying?
Sure, yeah.
Me and Sean and...
What?
This is all lies.
Dan McKenzie.
We're going to move on. Thank you very much, Allie. We appreciate the hard work. And
absolutely.
I'm going to ask you this question. Have you been reading the paper the last couple of days or watching the news?
I've been watching the news.
Maybe you missed this one.
I haven't read a paper in years.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean. Thank you. What is Prince's favorite color?
Orange.
Damn it.
He didn't ask you. He asked Allie, you big mouth.
I couldn't help myself.
Never mind. Sorry.
I just talked about it. Good job, buddy.
Okay.
When I die, I feel this show's going to be a good hand. Good job, buddy.
Okay. Well, then the answer is orange. Thank you, Greg. How about this?
Sorry.
What was Prince's favorite drug?
Orange.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. I'm going with
Christy
on that.
No, that answer won't work.
Oh.
Opioid.
Favorite drug has to be ecstasy.
No, I'm sorry. It was Percocet. You lose. Oh, wait a minute. No, it was fentanyl. Okay.
Loser, Allie. Okay.
Thank you.
Loser.
Thanks. Are you working this weekend, Allie?
I am. I'm actually going to be in L.A. for a couple days.
Well.
I'll be over at the Ice House.
All right.
It'll be great, and then I'll be back in New York after that. And if anyone wants to send me Dear Allies, please send them at Allie Breen on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Any of those work.
A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, Allie Breen. Thank you very much, Allie.
Bye, Allie.
Very
miss
interesting
you.
Topic.
Bye, Allie.
Orange. Orange is the answer.
Two lions were interrupted by a white rhinoceros charging at them while they tried to mate in the South African desert, I guess.
Huh.
As the bull rhino approaches, the lions quickly jump off the ground and run away, keeping their eyes locked on the rhinoceros. Here's the picture, Tom.
You have the
white rhino.
Yeah, there's the lions and the lion and the lioness are clearly
watching the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can both watch the hockey game.
Yes.
That would be called doggy style, and they're being charged by a rhino.
Yeah.
Wow.
When the male takes a brief look away to glance at his mate, the rhino charges towards him, causing the lion to back away and the lioness to scamper a few meters back. By the way, apparently the male runs toward
the cameraman,
the lion and the male the male rhino kind of go head to head, but at one point the rhino finally gets bored and turns around, walks away, but runs away actually.
Hmm. I assume that's a remote control camera, or
I would have.
One of those.
You don't want to be that close to. I assume
no to mating lions. No, I wouldn't think that would be a good idea.
guy looks up and goes, hey, what is this, some kind of a porno? Get out of here.
Yeah.
But
is this going to end up on Instagram?
Good news, the lions carry on where they left off once the rhino departed.
Man, how do we know that they're not like in the rhino's bed?
What do you mean?
Ooh. That could be the area the rhino sleep. I sleep there, you punks.
What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. Get out of my bed!
Well, that could be. You know, you're right, Josh. We don't know where the rhino sleeps. You're exactly
who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Thank you, Chick. No, you're my friend again.
That's the mighty jungle.
Son of a
yes, it is the mighty jungle.
When we come back, comedian Greg Warren. We also have why is Prince's favorite color orange? Was
orange.
I guess.
Oh,
boy, do I not care.
Who cares? I don't care.
Can we hear that story so we can be done with it?
You care about this. Jesus.
When we return, we'll be done with the story.
It's not me. Okay?
I got it fine. This is the Bob and Tom Show. So, what? Greg, you looking for a job? You know anything about sports? Doesn't really matter. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're once again live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Just in case you were wondering, Cool Whip is winning. Cool Whip is winning over Ready Whip on our survey. It's 31%. Unbelievable. 31% Ready Whip and 69%.
Yeah! Nobody else votes. The voting is done. You see, baby.
All right. We understand where everyone's body parts are. Thank you very much. That's sitting or standing or
whatever. You're the yin, I'm the yang. Now take my big fang, put it right.
All right, we got it. Let's move on.
Is there a problem?
We're voting Cool Whip versus Ready Whip. And again, Ready Whip more fun. Cool Whip, I think, tastier. And we're voting because I don't know why. Yesterday, I think off the air, we were talking about how we're looking forward to the fall. And, of course, pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, which is the best.
Ick.
And
Was that lady who did the
my pie lady?
The Cool Whip commercials.
Oh, my God. Specs. Do we have to start hearing about your pie lady again?
I love your pie lady.
Everyone in the room is going to be getting a delicious pie except for one person.
Is she still making pies?
I don't know how I'll muddle through without getting a pie from the pie lady.
Everyone loved my pies. I gave them to you at both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Weren't they delightful?
What kind of pies?
She has all kinds.
Pecan?
This thick. Oh, they're amazing.
Is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
You say pecan.
I say pecan.
What about a French silk? She make those?
Oh, I like a French silk pie.
It's a good pie. I ate a whole one of them one time.
I would like to see that.
At Perkins.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
with special guest Greg Warren.
That's good to be on the show, Josh.
It actually is kind of interesting because Greg Warren.
If you don't start doing that podcast, we're no longer friends. The fattest thing I've ever done.
Now, Greg, you were a very skilled wrestler. You had some titles, for example.
Who talks like you? You were a very skilled wrestler.
You did very well in the world of wrestling as a high school student and in college.
Greg, you were a great wrestler.
Two-time state champion.
Two-time. He's a two-time.
Ooh, two-time.
Unless you
All
win two
American
times, you
college.
Don't even talk about it.
All-American in college. Yes. The reason I bring this up, I think it's quite interesting that you have, if I'm correct, you have not weighed yourself since you left the world of wrestling.
No, I don't get on scales.
You don't get on scales?
No.
Because you have a whole thing about you had to so-called cut weight, et cetera, et cetera.
That one's so-called. We did.
Cut weight is a technical term. That's why I put the word so-called in front of it. Nevertheless, for those that are not familiar with the terms
God.
In the world
I don't,
of wrestling.
I know.
Why are you looking at me like I'm going to share a laugh with you about Greg? That's not going to happen.
Well,
you're
my buddy
insane.
Chick. He's on my say. My man.
You're insane.
You do have some oddities about the way you eat. And,
well, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's. I'm just saying, knowing you that as I do, I think that it's part of your whole thing with wrestling back in the day that you are now very careful about what you eat and picky and weird and. Abnormal.
He's had some health issues, too.
Exactly. Thank you, Christy.
He almost died.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
not
course.
True.
He
did.
Got
I
a
almost,
bad Cracker Jack.
Can you die of hemorrhoids?
What?
I didn't have hemorrhoids. Just for everybody out there. I didn't
got
have,
the piles, do you?
I didn't have piles.
Okay, sorry.
Why do we?
But now I want to hear the story. Now, once again, Chick and I will do the intro. Here's the special intro for your story.
about eating the entire silk, whatever it was.
You've never had a French silk pie? Yeah.
The French silk pie. Yeah. Ready? Here we go.
One. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I'll press the button.
It echoes.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I'm not sure where I'm supposed to.
You're not supposed. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Am I not supposed to do it?
No, you're supposed to say with special guest Greg Warren.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing it together. Okay.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Today. With special guest Greg Warren.
And he's supposed to say that.
You just told me to say that.
I stole him.
Yeah, Tom.
Here's special guest Greg Warren.
Now with the fattest thing you've ever done. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Josh, it's good to be on your show.
Oh, yeah, thanks for coming, man. I've done fat things. Have you ever done anything fat?
Yeah, man, one time I ate an entire French silk pie at Perkins. Mm. Yes, but...
So it's an in-public fattest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I was with a couple of comics. I was with this guy, Eddie Ift. I don't know if he's ever on this program. And we were at a Perkins. It was in Cincinnati. And I hadn't quit my day job yet, but I was working at Go Bananas. And we went to Perkins. After I got out of wrestling, the first few years I had a little problem with overeating, I think, because I was
you could eat whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so enthralled with the fact that you could eat whenever you want. And so it was about 2 a.m. I think I even ate regular breakfast, you know. I was like, man, let's get some pie. And then I told Eddie Ift, I'm like, I think I could eat that whole pie. and that guy still, whenever he sees me, he's like, that guy ate a whole pie. He couldn't.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
And that was Greg Warren, today's special guest on the fattest thing I've ever done.
We need Josh to record an outro.
Oh, sorry. Dean, can we get on that? We'll have that ready next time you're here.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are going to have me on the show, I would expect you to have some sort of
right about that.
Okay. Nice outro.
Maybe we could do it like this. Here we go. I think I can make it work if we do it like this. Wait a minute. Sorry. Will this work?
Here's one of the fattest things.
No, it's still there. Sorry. Never mind.
Here's the thing, though. But when I ate that French silk pie, yes. I was happy, and I think I probably had some sort of a smile on my face. Unlike Josh, when he was eating those pancakes in that picture, it's pure intensity.
It's like a guy going
to the plant.
And if I remember correctly, I loved them.
Memories of food. Yeah. It looked delightful. Okay, thank you very much. Well, let's get back to the news desk with Chrissy Lee. What else is happening over there?
Well, we had the lions and the white rhino. We have an elephant in the news this morning.
Oh.
A man crushed to death after he tried to take a selfie with an elephant in India.
Oh, boy.
Identified as 54-year-old Ashok Bihari, he'd been trying to take a photograph with the elephant when it turned on him. A forest official said, "We were trying to drive away the tusker with the help of local people." Is that tusker a word for an elephant?
I'm assuming it's an elephant with a large tusk. I'd be speculating.
Suddenly, a person went nearer to the tusker and tried to take a photograph of the elephant on his mobile phone.
That could have been the worst conversation I've ever heard in my life. What's a tusker?
I've never heard of a big tusk.
I don't know. You didn't even care.
As opposed to an elephant that was tusk-free, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. So this guy's helping them get this elephant out of the outskirts of their town.
They were trying to drive the elephant out of the town. Apparently, when somebody wanted to take a selfie,
and it stomped him.
The elephant was already agitated before the incident and apparently turned on the man.
Now, out of respect, did they upload the selfie to his Instagram?
You would think that they should. I mean, that was his last wish.
You know, you can hear this is moments before he got the old tusker.
Oh, is that what you call an elephant?
Josh, a tusker, you know, apparently, is a bull elephant with genetic properties granting it great size and large tusks.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, so Tom was kind of right.
Kind of figured.
He was kind of right. Sorry, Tom, I'd never heard of a tusker.
I haven't either. I'm just guessing.
Tusker? No, it was just contextually you could kind of... Yeah.
There's also a beer, a Tusker Lager.
There's what?
A beer called Tusker Lager.
It's made out of elephant or tusk or both?
It's a beer brand owned by East African Breweries.
Ah.
Now with real elephants.
Okay.
Gosh.
It's all a lot in Kenya.
Now you say, is there a website of people doing their last selfies?
You'll never forget us.
Is there a website?
Chick, you said you saw a website.
I did, yeah.
He's still doing his
paper. I'd rather not give out the address.
Yeah, okay.
People who want to find it.
I mean,
I don't want to give them any help.
No.
It's pretty grim.
He died doing what he loved.
He probably took a picture.
Being hit by a train.
Nice.
He loves getting hit by trains. It was only a matter of time.
That's all he ever talked about.
Yeah.
There's some of that.
How do you think you want to die? A train, definitely.
Gears of a combine. That's how I'm going to go.
Okay, good. Let's move on, shall we? This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm out of breath here.
Yeah, we figured.
Take a deep breath.
Something must be done. That's Christy Lee. She's joining
four
us.
Four counts in, eight counts out. You ever do that?
What?
The four count in, inhale.
One, two, three, four, inhale. Five, six, seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Slow exhale. Eight counts out.
I can't think when I breathe. I don't have that kind of focus.
Other than collapsing. Did you just said I...
I can't think when I breathe. I can't multitask.
I can't think when I breathe. I don't have that kind of focus.
Count to eight?
I am the worst person at multitasking that I know. I cannot do two things at the same time.
Me neither.
I can barely do one at the same time.
How have you gotten to be this age with the way you...
Dumb luck. but let's move on. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios preparing for tomorrow's show because... Tomorrow will be the first edition of the legendary Shoo-In of the Week brought to you by Napa. The Shoo-In of the Week, the original sports prognostication program starring Chick McGee.
There's a scientific principle at work that when you breathe in, there's something that kicks in with your lizard brain, your hypothalamus or whatever the hell that is, and it really does calm you. Mm-hmm. You should try that. Maybe you wouldn't be like you are.
That's okay. I'm all right.
Well, I'm feeling better.
No, you're not that way at all.
We have a new thing we've got going over here.
Okay. He's forgotten everything I said.
I'm sorry, you were talking? The point being, now Josh has created a new feature on the show.
Yes, yes. I created this. It's not that I said this once offhandedly and then somebody turned it into a new feature.
Yeah.
No, I insisted.
Now, I'll explain to our guests. We have the lovely Jessica Alsman here. Hi, Jess. You look fantastic today. That is
Thank
a great
you.
Color on you.
It is.
Thank you.
It is a really nice
color.
That's
Prince's favorite color.
It's purple. No, his favorite color is orange.
Oh my God.
Do not wear
orange. Well, why didn't you tell us about that? That's an unbelievable story. You've been sitting on this all morning?
He's been sitting on it for 3 days.
I read this the other day, and I thought, what a weird story.
Stanley Smith is dead?
I brought it up because it's such a non... Do you actually have the non-story that is the story?
According to Prince's sister, the late star's favorite color was not purple, but orange. The first official exhibition about Prince is opening in October in London. Tyka Nelson said her brother's favorite city... That was her brother's favorite city outside the United States. The 57-year-old explained that a number of never-before-seen articles that Prince had stored at Paisley Park will be on display. Tyka said that the standout piece for her is the orange cloud guitar. It's strange because people always associate the color purple with Prince, but his favorite color was actually orange.
Well, maybe it's because of the song Orange Rain.
Orange, yeah.
Or it doesn't really have the...
Tyka's favorite color is now green because he didn't have a will.
And she's the sole heir to his estate, right?
Yeah, apparently.
She's
that's
the only blood
happen.
Relative.
Hang on a second. Did anyone else notice that the big finish for Prince's favorite color, orange, was Orange Rain, Orange Rain?
Well, you know why? I'll talk to you
that's
about this.
That's what you've been building up to all week?
I thought it was a good joke, Tom.
Shut
that
up.
Isn't the joke.
What's the joke?
Well, first of all,
well, now it's not going to be a joke.
There is no joke. I was going to say, Josh. Yes.
No kidding.
I mean, doesn't Orange Rain just sound like something that happened in Vietnam?
Oh, man.
Yeah, sadly it does.
They could have gotten the soldiers to sober up. Maybe we would have won that war.
Agent Orange.
Oh,
are you attacking Josh's father, war hero?
Yeah, he's trying to get my goat.
Nope.
That won't work.
Yes,
I just think it's a rather odd news story that they're making a big deal
orange
of.
Orange Rain.
Favorite color.
It is, yes.
Rain.
That's the color of the bottle that a Percocet comes in.
Hardy,
it was like a cover story. I think New York Times or something. It was like the big picture and stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, I saw it.
Orange guitar,
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of him in a suit that's orange. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Here's another big story you might have missed.
What's that?
It's kind of a sad story. A couple sad stories in the news today.
Oh, man.
The man who came up with the concept behind and the voice of
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
McGruff, the crime dog, has died.
Oh,
if it's murder, this is going to be a great story.
I'm guessing it's old age. The guy had to be 120.
Jack Keel was an ad exec who drafted the idea of a trench coat dog that happens upon the scene of potentially dangerous situations, urging people to
take a bite out of crime.
Thank you. The public service announcement began running in 1980 and is still seen in parts of the country today.
Oh, yeah.
I loved them when I was a kid.
I did, too.
You know, thinking about it now, they don't want to stop crime.
They just want to take a bite out of it.
Take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
Josh, they affect that commercial affected you, didn't it?
Yeah, but I...
You were heading down the wrong road for a while there, weren't
you? I sure was, yeah. My only problem is I started taking a bite out of everything. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I took a bite out of hell, and a bite out of everything.
We have our new outro, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Here we go.
This has been...
one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Very nice.
Okay. Love it.
Sorry. By the way, we are doing a poll right now.
He was 94, by the way.
McGruff.
Wow.
Okay. The man who did it.
And he wasn't murdered?
No, he was not murdered.
McGruff. Would have been a lot funnier. Not for his family.
No.
No.
If he had been murdered. Oh, wait a second. Because you know what happened,
Do
Josh.
You hear the laughter?
Yeah. In fact, Tom, I've been trying to work on one.
I know. Josh and I just thought of this. Sorry, I've got a phlegm festival in my throat because, Greg, did you ever watch that show? What was it called?
CSI Miami.
Yeah, I saw it.
Remember that I always have the very pissed off looking red-haired cop?
David
Yeah.
He does have some little phrase, and they'd kick into the who thing.
My brother thinks he's a great actor, man.
No, I think he's a legitimately good actor.
No, he is a good actor, but he thought but not in CSI that. Miami okay. he was a good actor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a good actor, period. It just, I think that he realized that show was kind of stupid, and he moved on to something more interesting for him. I don't blame him. But there was always that there'd be some line... some kind of bad pun or something as he's looking at the corpse. I think, Josh, did you come up with one yet?
Go ahead and do yours. I'm still working.
Oh, I haven't even. I just thought of it. I just thought of doing one about 3 seconds ago. So I'm not really quite ready for the McGruff, the crime dog guy,
right.
dying.
Looks like somebody took a bite out of him.
See, that'd be the thing. They arrive on the scene, and there's the McGruff, the crime dog guy, dead, bleeding. Well, maybe he took a bite out of crime, but it looks like something took a bite out of him.
I just saw McGruff last weekend at an event.
Did you really? Did you,
yes.
did you hug him?
Wait a minute. Wait. There's a touring McGruff guy?
Yeah, like a McGruff mascot guy, yes.
Is it a furry convention?
Yeah. It's a guy in a suit.
Yeah, McGruff the crime dog thing.
It's not what?
Yes.
You were at an event and there was a guy in a McGruff suit?
Yes.
Oh, Josh, it's not a real
What
dog.
Kind of event has McGruff the crime
family?
Dog?
I'm trying to think where I was.
You know, my dog can walk on her two back legs as long as you want.
She's great. My dog can too. Yeah.
You have a dog?
Well, my dad does. It's kind of like my dog.
There's Christy with...
Not me with McGruff, but there is a McGruff suit out there, yes.
It's really just a man in a trench coat and a dog head.
That's exactly right.
Does he have, wait, let me see, does he have dog paws or just?
Yeah, he does have paws.
Yeah, he does
so he's
have
got
paws.
A head.
Paws in the head.
Head, yeah. paws, mm-hmm. and a feet?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have paws in the bottom?
Does he have feet? I think he wears a nice loafer.
This particular McGruff is wearing a nice shoe, a nice loafer, exactly, Chick. A nice, looks like a lace-up, maybe.
That's right.
Like a track shoe.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. So your life right now is so cool that your Labor Day weekend, the highlight was seeing a dude in a McGruff suit, and you walked up and said, "Hey, are you single?"
I did not say that.
She just walked up carrying a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, no.
I've got some tricks.
She's so rich.
I'm going to take this peanut butter.
Oh,
I'm
going to
smear it all over.
I'm so sorry. Well, that didn't go well, did it?
No.
Prince's favorite color is orange. Good to know. We're hanging out with comedian Greg Warren. And Greg is going to be opening up some shows for our good friend comedian Mike Birbiglia. Birbig's on tour with his all-new show, which I think is called The New Show.
New One.
The New One. I was close. You're going to be with Birbig's, what, tomorrow in Greenville, right?
Yep.
And then you're going to say Greece.
Friday.
Greece.
Friday, it's Charleston, South Carolina.
Madden.
Saturday, Durham, and more to come. Greg Warren with our friend Mike Birbiglia. Details, we'll stick those on the Bob and Tom app. A couple of other things I want to get to. We're going to talk with rock and roller Jesse James Dupree coming up in just a few minutes. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
God.
Hello, we're back. Sorry.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I forgot.
Does anybody know how to schedule commercials in the back?
Okay, we have a lot to get to here. Thank you very much.
We're firing some people.
A little bit too real for everybody? Okay,
we'll have
sorry.
To move that to another.
We have a guest coming up in a matter of seconds. Oh, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us. That's comedian Greg Warren right there. The lovely Jessica Alsman, the lovely Christy Lee, the very handsome Josh Arnold, and Chick McGee's here also.
Well,
thank you.
He singled you out.
Lovely, handsome, handsome, and Chick's here, too. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
By the way, we're doing a little vote, and we got into an argument about what's better, Cool Whip or Ready Whip.
One of the rare occasions, Tom and I totally agree.
I happen to think that Ready Whip is more fun.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted me and said... Cool Whip is better on pies, and Ready Whip is used for stuff you have to shoot your whipped cream into. I get that. Yeah, I'd use both.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
I think Ready Whip's more fun in the bedroom.
You know, you put them on your nipples.
Oh,
or
there
on
you
your...
go. See?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can get a definitive answer on this. We can get a definitive answer on this. I didn't hear that.
Okay. I did. It was awesome.
We are joined on the telephone by Jesse James Dupree from the world.
He's seen a fleshy wallet or two.
You make me sick when you speak.
Jesse James Dupree, do you prefer Ready Whip to Cool Whip? Do we have an answer from you?
You know, whatever happens to be the quickest to grab a hold of in that type of situation, right?
Okay. There you go.
I'm good either way. Just don't keep me waiting.
That's yeah, right. don't put that on bourbon. Is that correct?
Well, you know what? There's no end to what people are trying with stuff, and of course, as long as it's Jesse James bourbon, I'm fine for them to try whatever they want.
Jesse James bourbon, a shot of Kahlua in there, squirt some whipped topping on it. You got a party. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. And I got the new Jesse James Tennessee whiskey that I just released as well. And there's only a handful of places across the country that are carrying it. You know, like Festival Foods in Wisconsin and Payless Liquor in Indiana, and Price Choppers out in Kansas City. So I got some really good partners out there that we've only released about 2,000 cases of this Tennessee whiskey. And
now, it's
pretty quick.
Is Tennessee whiskey? Isn't there a rule about that it really has to be from Tennessee?
Well, you know, I had to speak on the floor of the Tennessee Senate twice, and Tom, I know you're going to say why, but I mean, I spoke on the floor of the Tennessee Senate twice.
What?
Going up against, technically, we were going up against the state, but we, you know, as we all know, we were actually going up against Jack Daniels, because Jack Daniels had poured about $150,000 in campaign contributions that basically leveraged the state to make a law that if you make whiskey in Tennessee, and you're going to call, you can make it in Tennessee, but if you're going to call it Tennessee whiskey, you have to make it like Jack Daniels does, and which means
weird.
Charcoal filtered. But there's no parameters on, like, I mean, you could literally pour it over like one thimble of charcoal, because there's no guidelines to it. It was basically just a big, you know, political leverage thing that they pulled, and you know, here we are, you know, a brand new brand coming out of the gate, and there's such an explosion of craft, you know, liquors now, as you know, and I encourage everybody to go out and try them all. I mean, not just the Jesse James brand, but I mean, I'm just a fan of bourbon. After I learned the process, it's no different than your hoity-toity people that'll then tell you about a bottle of wine. I mean, bourbon, there's an art to making great bourbon, and Tennessee whiskey, and which are kind of in the same category there. And if, you know, check it all out.
Yeah, now, and what, like champagne has to be from Champagne, France, or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Champagne cocktails.
You make the agave, you know, it has to be from the agave down in, you know, plant down in Mexico. And so there are, but the federal government, just not to get too off into the weeds here, but the federal government denied Jack Daniels the category of Tennessee whiskey years ago. And so they kind of in the 11th hour went into a backroom deal with the state of Tennessee and passed that law. And I'm not even, and this is not me dogging Jack Daniels. I mean, they are to be respected. I mean, I grew up wearing a Jack Daniels T-shirt, and I'd fist fight you if you didn't like that or my Lynyrd Skynyrd T-shirt. So I'm not dogging. That's just the nature of business, and I love it. I mean, Tom, you know how it is. When something works for you, you love it, and if it works against you, you're like, God, you know. But so we're fighting the fight. I'm 150,000 cases of the Jesse James bourbon now, and we just started on the Tennessee whiskey right along with it. And I'm not going away. We're going to have some fun with it and just celebrate a lifestyle. I mean, I got my Harley Davidson brothers and sisters out there that have been supporting me. I just partnered up with Harley Davidson, and we just produced a 5-day festival up in Milwaukee over Labor Day, and we brought the Full Throttle Saloon to Milwaukee, and it was a blast. And I just got home from that, so I'm walking on water right now. I'm feeling so good.
Are you going to be heading out with the band anytime soon? What's the plan?
Yeah, man, we're going to be all over the place. Go to jackal.com for the dates. I mean, I'm playing Hinkley, Minnesota Friday night. I'm playing the legendary Surf Ballroom. Tom, have you ever been to the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
Yes, we have.
Me too.
Yeah.
And do you want to say why it's legendary?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's because it's the last gig that Buddy Holly played. Right. And Richie Valens and
Big Bopper.
They left out of there. That
something happened to those guys?
And Waylon Jennings was going to be on the plane, and he gave his seat up to Richie Valens because Richie was sick.
Didn't Buddy Holly have a laundry issue? Isn't that why he got on the plane?
I know the story I always heard was that he had a gun, that he had just got a gun, and that they were playing with the gun up in the plane, and the damn thing went off and shot a hole through the block of the engine or something, and that's what caused him to go down.
I never heard that
one.
Wow.
You may know the truth. I don't know. I have
no idea.
The stories, but Waylon Jennings was almost on that plane.
Wow.
And, very, very close, and it went down. But when you walk into this place, And you've seen, over the years, you've been in some legendary venues, not just the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, but you've been in some legendary venues, and you see all these old promo photographs of these artists. And it's great. I mean, just to go and look at the history of these artists and their promo pictures. And sometimes we even look at some of the pictures and go, hey, we should replicate that setting or that pose.
Of course, Sinatra never pulled out a chainsaw in the middle of Strangers in the Night.
No, he did not.
but it's not over with yet.
Jesse James Dupree is our guest. Jackal is going out on the tour. I know you've got to go here, Jesse. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to seeing you again soon. One last question. When you're on stage, are you wearing a shirt with the name of your bourbon on it? Or what do you have, a Harley Davidson shirt? Do you have a special thing you like to wear? Or does it vary?
Well, you know, I've always had a lot of Harley shirts, but you know, now that I'm partners with Harley Davidson and I'm wearing I have an incredible amount of Harley Davidson. I came out of Milwaukee and I did a tour one day and visited with about half a dozen Harley dealerships, and I came back. Seriously, that's funny you say that, because I had to get another suitcase. I've got so many Harley Davidson T-shirts now, and I'm proud to wear them. I mean, it's an iconic American brand, and if you're not a HOG member, a Harley Owners Group member, you need to become one, because we've got some exciting things lined up for you for this next coming year.
Cool. Thanks, Jesse. Always a pleasure talking to you. Jesse James Dupree.
I'm the man. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, we got to move on here. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News. As we do have some guests that weren't here earlier. Would you mind reading the bizarre story that involves the nurses?
It's orange.
Have you heard this? No, well, it's not
it's
orange.
Blue.
In this case, it may be. Never mind.
It's gray with maybe a little purple.
Or black. Who knows? What's the story?
Five nurses at the Denver Health Medical Center have been suspended for 3 weeks after they inappropriately viewed a deceased patient's body, specifically viewing and talking about his large penis.
Oh. His wiener, Greggy.
Oh.
His
yeah.
Wiener.
I see.
Are you following this? This guy's dead on the slab.
Yeah.
You one of the nurses has to have taken a picture. You know that.
Man.
Can they get, they probably couldn't get a warrant to search their cameras, but.
Multiple staff members reviewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including after he was deceased. Allegedly, they were admiring the size of the deceased patient's genitals. At one point, even opening a body bag to view parts of his body.
Jeez.
The rumor is they put a toe tag on it. It was that impressive.
Wow.
Wow.
3 weeks, all of you. I don't want to see any of you for 3 weeks.
Talk about
it. This happens all the time.
It's always an extreme, though.
Well,
right?
It's not. It doesn't happen here all the time. 3 weeks. You go home, you think about it for 3 weeks.
Is that the nurse's boss?
That's the boss.
It would have to be extremely small or extremely large to draw any attention, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the nurse's boss.
Wow, that is just so weird, though. Wouldn't it put you off just associating that with a dead body?
I'm already off penises, other than
yours.
Your own. You're kind of fond of mine. You know what I'm trying to say. But then who is it?
You know? Yeah. Like that did not come out very well.
Sometimes you want to think before you talk.
Really? Then what would you do if I did that?
Anyway, that's such a bizarre story.
I'm
God.
Tired of seeing new ones.
You're tired of seeing new wieners?
I thought during the break you said, never mind.
Damn it. All
right, so, sorry, seen them all. Seen them all.
You seen one, you seen them all.
Well, apparently not. Yeah, these nurses have certainly seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
What about the flashy wallet?
Chick, do you ever tire of seeing a new flesh wallet?
You know what? I have, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
See?
Creepiest, most disgusting thing I've ever seen you
What are you
say.
Talking about?
Just the way you said it.
That is
just a dirt bag.
Yeah, I agree.
Horrible.
Could we move on?
An Irish delivery man was fired after claiming he delivered his own. Oh, Tom.
This just handed me.
What is what? It?
Oh, hang on a second. Sports Extra! We'll be back with this anus story in a moment. The NFL has postponed the Buccaneers-Dolphins game until Week 11 due to Hurricane Irma. The team share a Week 11 bye and will play the game then. The players now have to play 16 straight games with no off week.
Wow. Mm.
So maybe, possibly, and remember where you heard it here first, the guy that doesn't get to vote in any of the polls
or
the All-Pro or Hall of Fame or college team.
That's a crime.
The NFLPA is going to step in here. You wait and see.
Yeah, that's tough. Having to work one day a week. Oh, God. For 16 weeks in a row? This is going to be brutal for these
I will stab
professional
you
athletes.
In the heart. Oh, okay. You're going to hockey in this, right? Because hockey plays more games and they're tougher. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, now that you mention it.
I've given you your argument.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good point.
There you go.
Some of the football players picked on Josh in high school.
I see that.
It's not really true. I made them laugh so they would...
Not beat the crap out of you?
Yeah.
Take my head out of the toilet?
Yep. What was your... Now, you were... were you on any of the sports
teams? He was in showbiz.
No, I was doing more of the drama.
You were in the show choir.
You were
in the
show choir.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm into that. Did you have a glittery vest?
Yes.
And everything?
Yep. Yeah, we had a sequence.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if we can prevail upon him, but please enjoy Josh Arnold and Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it.
No, we don't just want the dance moves. This
we
is radio.
Sing.
This was, and it was the Gloria Estefan version. Thank you very much.
Oh, did she do a version?
Turn the beat up.
Yeah. Love to hear percussion.
That's what the lyric is?
I didn't know that either, man.
What did you think it was? You incredible psycho.
As soon as that started, I turned my brain off.
It's a great song.
Did you ever do a dance version, show choir version of this?
Sadly, no.
Amos Moses?
Yes.
Hey,
Amos!
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in a
swamp. Yeah, not really dance worthy.
Did you knock him in the head with a swamp?
They're selling it, though.
These guys are brilliant. You two can dance.
Oh, we can move, Greg.
I know.
Is this what you guys do on the weekends?
It's really good.
We might practice our moves. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Josh and I sit around and eat, and then we do our show choir routines.
For the dogs,
and they love it, and then he goes home.
They sit there attentively.
This has been.
One of the fattest things I've ever done.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that
okay,
last
two, Christy, I got one for you.
What?
I have an episode of that.
I was starting.
Don't do that one. We have a more interesting story here, and there's something I want to see if you pick up on what I pick up on here.
All right.
Okay. This is kind of a long. I'm going to have to edit this on the fly here.
I got it.
A young man endured a 2-hour-long surgery to remove 26 magnetic balls from his urethra.
Urethra.
I love the way you said balls.
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 26 magnetic balls.
Part of that toy set that you
doctors
stick
performed
all that stuff
a.
Together. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm guessing a cystotomy. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's when
word.
You have a cyst removed.
I don't know. This is doctors performed a cystotomy and successfully removed 26 magnetic balls from the boy's urinary bladder.
Yeah.
Doctors found the chain of magnet balls had split into two columns and stuck at the end of his urethra.
Oh.
They have not released the name of the boy, and I swear to God this is true. The physician they quote is named Dr. Wang Yong Biao. And then it continues to say the balls are now aligned in two columns and got stuck in the posterior urethra area, according to Dr. Wang.
Oh, no.
They're called, do you know what they're called?
Have we been had?
Do you know what these balls are called?
No. What are they called?
They're called, Wang they're balls. Apparently called Bucky balls.
Bucky balls? Bucky balls.
Oh, Buckminster Fuller, I bet, right?
They're small rare earth magnets. They were taken off the market for quite a while, but then they were brought back in 2016.
It says they're dangerous to young children.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you shove them in your teeth.
Now remember, kids, don't shove these in your teeth. Okay?
Bucky, you wouldn't think you'd have to
balls.
Put that on the box, but
well, they're magnets, so obviously they'd have a negative effect.
There you go, Bucky balls.
I'm sorry, I'm reading this for the first time.
I mean, I suppose I could see the attraction.
No one likes you.
Attraction? Nothing.
I got it.
Okay. Attraction is better than negative. Okay, I'll tell you that.
I am positive you're right.
Man, how do I hate thee? Let me count the ways. Number one.
Man, that's brutal.
He fit 26 balls in his urethra.
Balls.
Gotta give him
how old was the guy?
As a kid,
right? 11. 11?
Wouldn't two be enough, though? Man. Like, oh, let's see if they find each other.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think one would be.
What are you thinking when you decide to do that?
Well, maybe he... Well, they're magnetic. Maybe he stuck one and then it went...
They all sucked in?
Yeah.
Yes.
They sucked
from
right
across
up
the room?
Like Dumbo eating peanuts?
That could happen. Like Dumbo eating a peanut.
Well, think about it. They're magnetic.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe he put one in and he said, hey, the magnet, if I need to get it out, I'll use another one to get it out.
Showing off.
And it just
I'm a vacuum cleaner.
Wouldn't that be funny if you put one in and they went.
Listen, they tried to use forceps. It says they tried to use forceps to take them out one at a time.
Oh, God.
But they couldn't when they turned into a big cluster and they had to.
Oh, jeez.
Man, that's rough.
Yikes.
Yeah, hey, kids.
I hope he was knocked out.
Well, yes, they would have not done that.
Yeah, you've got me. I don't know. I suppose anybody made a joke about the guy being named Dr. Wang? He's a penis ball wizard, such a simple wrist.
Ball wizard's got it.
Oh, my God. I've been kicked in the balls. Really? He's a penis ball wizard.
Oh, sorry. Better Who album.
Has to be a twist.
You need to not talk anymore for the rest of your life because of that joke.
Okay,
that and joke is in quotes.
I never called it a joke.
Amusing.
We'll move on and we'll come right back. Be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios getting ready for tomorrow's show because, of course, it's the shoe-in of the week. For those of you that like to... follow the NFL, Young Chick McGee.
Enjoy real comedy. It's tomorrow, baby.
Napa presents the shoe-in of the week. It's Chick McGee's Sports Picks, coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Now, with us in the studio, the lovely Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
Our resident geek. Yeah. Isn't there some geeky festival you're getting ready to go to, aren't you?
Whorehound Weekend.
It's going to be big.
No, it's horror.
Whorehound
Weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not Whorehound Weekend. That's a
I really have to hit that second.
Yes.
You say Whorehound, I think of the late John Fox.
What are you looking forward to the most at Whorehound?
Is it Firuza Balk?
She'll be there. Star of The Craft and Waterboy.
I love that movie,
Waterboy?
The Craft, where that's a high school where they're all witches.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Does Ed Hurley narrate that?
Who?
And these fine recipes from Kraft. That's what he means.
Okay. Yeah, the classic narrator for all those crappy Kraft commercials.
And they're showing a couple movies on the Horror Hound, too.
They're going to show movies?
What's wrong with
Kraft cheese?
Nothing. Those commercials used to always drive me crazy.
There's a minute recipes or whatever.
They'd throw cheese on pretty much everything.
What's wrong with that?
General Foods.
This delicious filet mignon can be made better with Velveeta melted. Sorry.
I agree, man. I agree.
Did you guys get this update about
Velveeta macaroni and cheese?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Entertainment, and if you've covered this morning, I already apologized beforehand. But Jamie Foxx
And Katie Holmes announced.
They got married, yeah.
They did not get married.
I think they did get married.
No,
that's just speculation.
They've announced their relationship.
So something about a Tom Cruise band?
She had a 5-year ban.
Hold your hand as high as you can. That's how much I don't care. Okay. Now, we
part
have,
of her divorce decree. She couldn't date publicly
care,
for 5 years.
Ready? But I do care about this.
But you care about Prince's favorite color.
Yum, yum, yum.
Cruel Whip.
Yum, 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 yum.
Comes with.
Yum, 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 yum.
You know, it's really good and cool. You take a Frito and dip it in Cool Whip.
Disgusting.
By the way, the yum yums provided by our own engineer, the legendary Ace Cosby. Thank you, Ace.
I asked this question before. Nobody answered. There used to, wasn't there like a woman that was sort of their spokesperson for Cool Whip?
I don't remember.
It's Madge.
No.
Yeah, you're soaking.
You're
in
soaking
it.
In Cool Whip. That's what it was. Yeah,
I used to love it.
You guys aren't. Come on, you're not trying.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh wait, it was Clara Peller, right?
That's right. Where's the Cool Whip?
Where's the Cool Whip?
That's right.
That is not. Right.
You're soaking in it.
No, it was that other older one. Go.
It sure is a big Cool Whip.
Go, Cool Whip. Go.
It's a big piece of pie.
The reason I bring it up is we're doing a survey right now.
We make Cool Whip one Cool Whip at a time.
Our survey is Cool Whip. Which is better, Cool Whip or Ready Whip?
And the answer is Ready Whip, of course.
We'd like to thank you for your support.
Ready Whip is more fun.
All we're asking is one can a day.
Squirt it in your mouth. I think we'll do a taste test, Josh, because you're the one that brought this up.
I've done the taste test.
Every night.
here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Yes.
Some people have a glass of milk.
Some people
before bed,
they have a glass of milk. Some brush their teeth.
Yes.
Both dairy.
I gargle Cool Whip and Ready Whip.
I have a tub of Cool Whip every day.
And try and decide which I prefer.
This has been
one of the fattest things I've ever done.
You poor man.
Some people brush their teeth.
Oh, my.
Now, we did our last story that you had, Christy, was about, or I guess maybe I had it. I didn't read the one about the kid that put the magnets in his penis. Yes.
And what have you labeled
him? Magnet penis.
Let me find it again.
Didn't you come up with a song that we're all singing now?
Sorry.
Don't be.
Oh, it's a great song.
It's a boy 11 undergoes surgery to remove 26 magnets from his penis after, quote, inserting them out of curiosity. Wow. This kid needs an iPad. Yeah. Finally, we found an activity.
They were little magnet balls, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to sing it? You guys are doing a better job than I was.
He's a penis ball wizard that has to be a threat. A penis ball wizard has such a supple dick.
I didn't know you could say that.
Well, it's lucky the kid's young, because if he could masturbate, he could shoot the dog.
No dogs, man.
Okay, sorry. He could shoot the cat.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Time now for Things You Learned on today's Bob and Tom Show with your host, Tom.
Did you lose it?
Here's Tom.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Sarah Tucker was the Cool Whip lady.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nobody remembers
that. I do.
Sarah Tucker was
a handsome woman.
She was actually on, do you remember what show she was on, Greg?
Evening Shade.
Flying Nun.
Oh.
That's a little before my time.
Okay.
Yeah. A little before my time.
Flying Nun. Boy, how can
I don't
you imagine,
sound like
can
that
you
at
imagine
all.
The pitch for that?
Hey, is that... You know what? As a kid, well, I was
I watched
kid,
reruns
so.
A little bit. Was that Sally Fields?
Sally Fields, mm-hmm. Yes.
You like really me. Like me.
Like
we learned a lot on today's show. Chick and Josh saw Terminator 2 in 3D and loved it.
Yeah. Oh, and she was Dorks. The Mother Superior on Cool Whip. On
Cool Whip.
Cool.
Sister Catherine.
Okay. Never mind. Let's see. There was a hospital patient who apparently the nurses were observing his large male member. They were all apparently suspended after chatting
about it.
And girls, please don't do that. They put a toe tag on this guy's.
Marge Redmond played Sarah Tucker in the Cool Whip commercial.
Oh, thank you very much. The Red Sox got caught stealing signs using an Apple Watch. Kind of an interesting story. Houston Rockets sold for $2.2
billion. Remember when they were $2 million, yeah.
Oh, less.
Tilford Frittata.
Oh,
Tilford Frittata.
Tillman.
Frittita.
Tillman Frittita. He owns Landry's and you know, a lot of restaurants.
Okay, there you go.
He owns a Nugget? Doesn't he own the Nugget or the Sand?
Yeah,
or?
He does own one of those casinos.
And the...
Josh did two shows a night.
Hurricane Irma currently, I guess, hovering around
just hit St.
Barbuda.
Martin.
Barbuda, which to be distinguished from Bermuda, different place.
Barbuda.
Well, you mean
and
Barbados.
Sure, no, those are all different places. We'll get Josh a book and a map if he can tear himself away.
How about just an atlas? That's a book and a map. Mm.
Oh, nice.
I love an atlas. Love atlas.
Let's see. We have an outro now for the fattest things I've ever done. It's one of our new features. Greg Warren enjoys ranch dressing on pretty much everything.
Ranch dressing. I don't care for it. Grandma, can we get some ranch dressing?
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh, having a rough morning, things not going his way. So
but I'm not. I'm fine.
You're people, calming down? Okay, good.
People who are having way worse more. I get to come in and talk with you guys. They have to go to...
For those of you who missed it, he walked into a spider web.
And had to
never
run,
pleasant.
Walked around his building, a 12-minute walk. Did you have a flashlight out in case any other spiders were attacking you?
Strangling the light.
No, but when I got to the next, you know, walkway, I did kind of put my arm out and wave it around.
God, I wish someone had been watching you. They would have thought, what is wrong with this?
Oh, they would have thought I was insane.
Waving his arms. He's probably high. Probably took some bad acid at some weekend concert. We are currently visiting the...
Yeah, because that.
Oh, well, that fellow obviously that has gotten hold of some bad acid.
Well, no, it's 4 a.m. He's out in the parking lot.
Who says that?
No one.
It's 4 a.m.
First of all, it wasn't 4 a.m.
Waving okay. Waving his arms.
It was 5:45. 5 to 6. Okay, I'm guessing.
Okay, well, let's move on. We have Chick McGee at the sports desk here in the Bob and Tom program. Yes, sir.
Hurricane Irma, who's no friend.
I don't get it.
My Friend Irma?
I have no idea what
you're talking
about.
Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin? Wasn't that the first movie they were in? My Friend Irma?
Move on!
Thanks for the reference.
There you go. Oh, something
from the late 40s.
By the way, Tom, last night, Jerry Lewis marathon on TCM. Did you catch any of them?
I did not. I was otherwise engaged.
I taped every one of them. You can come over and
I'd hate to
sit on my floor while I sit in my chair.
I'd hate to refer. I'd hate to refer to something that's not current.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Hey, listen.
I'm so sorry.
My good
Tell
friend,
us about the Beatles my
good,
on Ed Sullivan.
My good friend just got a new pickup truck, so I'm very excited.
But we missed the Labor Day.
So you and I need to go buy you a new chair.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Let's do that, please, this week.
Okay. Well, we can get that done. I'm sorry. Okay. We were talking about the NFL restarting.
Anyway, Hurricane Irma could alter the NFL's opening week schedule. A person familiar with our situation, they're considering moving Sunday's Dolphineers-Buccaneers game in Miami to another site or playing it earlier this week because of the hurricane, possibly Saturday.
Yeah.
The person says the game could be held, now they're saying, Thursday or Friday, with Irma expected to threaten South Florida over the weekend. Kickoff schedule, of course, as God intended, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree.
There you go. And according to TMZ, there was a scramble to protect Conor McGregor's genitals in the minutes before the Mayweather fight.
What?
I saw this over the weekend.
Yeah,
big
you thought it was interesting. McGregor had just apparently, finished having
apparently,
his hands.
McGregor is alleged to be hung like a donkey.
Ah. Or he just puts this out there like someone else I know to make people think he has a giant.
Never said a word.
His hands wrapped when he realized he was missing his custom jockstrap and cup combination piece as well as his mouth guard, both which he left at his beautiful Las Vegas home that's very large.
I just have a question.
A team member
You're going
was
to one of the biggest
receive,
fights in history.
Was I talking?
What do you need?
Oh. Yeah,
seriously, what do you need?
How do you forget any of your gear?
I mean, wow. How much? What are you wearing? You're wearing like a robe, shorts, cup. Shoes, socks, that's pretty much it, right?
I thought they would, well, they would. I'm sure they arrive in like a suit, and then they change into all that in the locker room of the
yes,
venue.
Yes, they do. They don't arrive in their well, boxing
according to,
silks
according to
or whatever
reports,
they wear.
He doesn't need a cup down there. He needs a helmet. It's apparently the pride.
You know, not only
the,
do you...
The pride of Ireland.
Not only are you fascinated with your size, but you seem to be fascinated with other men's size.
No,
that's interesting.
I'm just...
Now, Josh, you're familiar with someone called a size queen.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we all know one.
So then you...
We do?
Well, we used to, but my point is you might be a size king. You think that's a thing?
Who
Guys
knows?
Who like
I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, his he. What division was that fight? Like middleweight, technically. I mean,
well, I know Floyd Mayweather won the money belt that he may had made, and he had awarded it to himself. I know that
because apparently,
flyweight,
they don't. They didn't weigh very.
Apparently, Conor's junk is in the heavyweight division. Josh, that's the rumor.
calls his jockstrap a potato sack in keeping with his Irish heritage.
It's so big it has cauliflower ear.
What's wrong with you? You're not going to acknowledge anything about it. You don't like this story.
A teenager made history Thursday night when she became the first female to ever throw a touchdown pass for a Florida high school.
All right. Cool. Good for her.
Hollywood Hills High School's Holly Nair.
Those Hollywood Hills.
Threw a 42-yard touchdown pass.
From the Bob Seger concert.
To Alexander Shelton.
your day just keeps getting worse. My God.
I thought that was very good. It was a good reference.
I mean, how did it stop the show? That's what I want to know.
Who starred in the fabulous television movie Quarterback Princess?
Nobody knows this.
Helen Hunt. That's right. Academy Award winner.
I didn't know that.
Robbery! Helen Hunt. She was the Quarterback Princess. Do you remember that show, Tom?
Never saw that one, no, sorry.
Yeah, but you hung on to Mr. Ed's every word. Okay. Explain that to me.
My favorite TV commercial has a talking dog in it.
Oh, my God.
Why come I don't have a crickets bar?
As the non sequiturs keep coming? Why don't I have crickets
on
my
bar? The one for Bush's Baked Beans where they've got the, I think they're two brothers, and the one guy's got the chain and the badass tattoos and the shades, and then the dog goes, I like this new. You've seen that one? No? Okay, never mind.
No?
Love that commercial. Talking dog at the end, my favorite thing.
Have you seen the moose playing with the tire swing?
Yes. Oh, God, that's. Is that real, by the way?
It was on ABC News.
Wait a minute. Is the moose talking and you just ask if it was real?
No. It's not talking. Oh.
Is this the one where the moose attacks the RV? And
No. This is where the moose is playing with the tire swing. It's so adorable.
Oh, no.
I got it from ABC News.
How did it fit in it?
No.
He wasn't swinging it
in the tire
swing. I thought you said he was swinging.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to make you mad. Just a swinging. Moose wrestles a tire swing in Spokane, Washington?
Yes.
Is that it?
He's just playing with the tire swing. It's just hanging there, and he keeps it. He's like, all right, come on.
He probably thinks it's a lady moose in heat. Boy, that's a big one.
I don't think he thinks it's a lady moose in heat. I think he thinks it's a toy.
That one is ready.
Not going to feel much, pal.
He's not trying to hump it.
That's like a pencil in a mason jar. This is one dumb moose.
He's not trying to hump it. Give me an edge, baby.
Something to work with.
He's playing with it.
No, I'm talking about the TV commercial where the moose...
Is this moose foreplay?
The moose attacks the RV. Is that all done with CGI? That's the best.
No, they trained a moose to do that.
Because it's pretty real looking. I'm sorry, back to you.
Wait a minute. What is it called? A moose in an RV? Is that what it's called?
It's one of those insurance commercials with an Academy Award winning actor.
Come on, bring it.
We were there.
Moose attacks RV. With J.K. Simmons, right?
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. But it looks so real. I don't know how they did that, but they can do anything these days.
You've seen the Paddington Bear movie, right?
I love that movie.
Of course he has.
Yeah, so they can do anything.
Have you seen it, Christy? Don't knock it. I would make this contention.
I have not seen it.
Most children's movies are better than any of the superhero movies. They're a lot more interesting. I'd much rather see a talking bear than see some idiot flying around. Green Lantern, blah, blah, blah.
Those are kind of children's movies.
No, they're for adult idiots. Could we move on?
Oh, my God.
You must wear your hat backwards to watch this film.
You're insulting a lot of our audience by saying that. You know that, right?
A lot of our audience is never actually insulted by Tom.
Okay, good.
They know better.
If they did, they wouldn't be in our audience for long. I can tell you that.
Come on. You don't like a good Spider-Man?
No. They've made enough of them.
Spider-Man
24, the same thing over again.
There's new ones coming.
Great.
Bunch of new ones.
Good. Yeah.
This keeps people off the streets.
The Justice League, they are trying to make Aquaman look like a badass, and I haven't figured that out yet.
I can't even keep... What is Green Lantern's power? What does he actually do?
He has a ring.
Yeah, doesn't he have an alien ring or something?
So unlike any recent members of the Washington Redskins, Green Lantern has a ring.
Well, at least you said recent. That's exactly right.
Green Lantern, he lights the way for the other superheroes.
With his lantern.
How exciting.
He holds a lantern. He's the point man.
So if you had Green Lantern with you this morning, Josh, you wouldn't have run into that giant spider.
Thank you, Green Lantern. Now, can you kill this thing?
I can't believe you embrace...
The funniest thing that happened on this show is he walked into a spider web.
You love horror movies, and yet you see a spider this morning, and you've been whining about it all morning.
Yes, I love horror movies. That doesn't mean if a guy comes at me with a chainsaw, I'm going to clap and say thank you.
I say, hit me with the axe.
I like them because they're movies. I don't have to deal with it.
Okay, sorry. So this from spider, now on, so from now on, when you leave your apartment, you're going to like have a broom and wave it in front of you. In
maybe
case there are
the spider was gigantic. It could weigh. It could swing a baseball bat. Okay.
So it was like the size of a mouse with little feelers on it. Okay.
You've seen a wolf spider, haven't you?
The wolf spider.
Yeah,
they
I've seen
are
some.
I'm going to hit you hard with Martha and the man.
No, I had one in my garage the size of a softball.
Of course you did. I would love to see the actual.
Yeah.
You have never accurately told a story in your life. So I'm outside. And,
oh, that's what it was, Christy. That's what it was.
Yeah, of course, it's 100 spider. Degrees below zero. And
yeah. Right. I had one of those. When they spread that, yeah, but you just take a broom and you sweep them away.
That's fine, but you would have been scared. I don't know. I don't know what creeped
you
me out more.
You were afraid of a plastic dog for
I didn't know it was plastic.
This thing was so big. I don't know what creeped me out more, the spider or the owl
are
it was
you
eating.
You up to speed on this effing story? So somebody, why was the plastic dog out there on the steps
because
in the
we
first
got
place?
It.
Yeah,
it,
I've heard the story a
it
lot.
It's pitch black out there. I'm going up the steps and
it's
I see
it's pitch black. First of all, it wasn't pitch black. There are lights on the walkway.
Very, 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 very dim and usually not working.
Okay, so we went to, we went in an instant, we went from pitch black to very dim.
Okay. It was foggy.
Foggy.
Looked like a night in
Ripper
London.
The Ripper was about.
That's right. I heard, kill, 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 kill. Kill, 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 kill. And the plastic dog scared. There's a picture of that on our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we need to move on. We have a lot to get to. Marijuana
I'll
in the
be
news
back
once
with
again.
Another story I hate.
Strippers in the news.
And it's Cheese Pizza Day.
Today's the National Cheese Pizza Day.
For all you 4-year-olds out there.
I love cheese pizza. Stop.
You're an adult and you order a cheese pizza?
Absolutely.
I like cheese pizza with extra sauce. I'll go that
okay.
way.
You are
like
4 years old.
No, we're not.
As long as there's no pineapple, I'm on your side.
What do you have in your sippy cup as
Josh,
you eat that cheese pizza?
Josh just called me 4 years old. I have to respond.
No!
Stay tuned. More Bob and Tom Extra is next.
Joining us in the interview loft, comedian John Campanera. John's a great, great stand-up comedian. A veteran of the world of stand-up comedy. Started in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob grew up in Los Angeles.
Vin Scully was my man.
Vin Scully. Is that something that you did?
Vin Scully is funny because he's one of these announcers that loves to read lips.
Yeah.
And he thinks he knows what they're saying on the field. Wait a minute. Here comes Tracy out of the dugout. He's in the umpire's face. It appears he wants to take the ump to Fuddruckers after the game. Says he doesn't like Fuddruckers. Says to go to Fuddruckers yourself. Tracy says you gotta try the ground chuck you. Young says chuck you too and tosses him out of the game. Well, how do you like that? You offer somebody dinner and they throw you out of the game. You know what makes me laugh? Is Skip Carey, Carey's son. He does the Atlanta Brave games.
Sure.
I listen to this guy when I can't sleep. He's like Somonex. He's like,
Chipper Jones takes one on the outside. 3-1 at Chipper Jones. Don't forget all week long, we got the best of the Duke right here on TBS. John Wayne right here on TBS. That's a long fly ball. Looks like that's out of here. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday. We got the best of Charles Bronson right here on TBS. Death Wish 1 through 25 right here on TBS. I guess that was the game winner. Everybody seems to be shaking hands and patting each other. Tune in Wednesday when the Cubs come to face the Braves right here on TBS.
I love that.
And you know, Harry's going, I can't believe that's my son. He's got no personality. What the hell is he talking about? You know, Harry would get excited over the dumbest stuff. Hey! Check out the kid in the sombrero. That's a good looking youngster, huh? You'd be like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
We have just opened the doors to another guest. He's a great comedian. He is Shane Moss. I want to say thank you to Shane. Shane is also part of our new Bob and Tom album. And this year we did a little something different. The second disc is a collection of
just sort of conversations, hanging out with some comedians, sort of more of a long-form discussion. And Shane was kind enough to be part of that. So thank you very much, Shane.
Oh, it's my honor.
Very funny stuff. Some of the other stuff on that side of the album, just offhand, is the amazing moment when we brought in a police dog. Actually, we brought in two police dogs, and Chick put on that special arm thing so that when the dogs attacked him.
Ah, I should have came that day.
Oh yeah.
I almost did.
I know I came that day.
Because it was
so exciting,
was so
the
funny.
Danger.
Chick,
the,
no, that was not what you think. You urinated that day.
Oh, I peed a little. Okay.
It's on our new album, which is once again available now on our website. It's called Crushed Nuts.
Get a load of this. When Shane walked in, did you Modern Family a couple weeks ago? Phil Dunphy.
Love
his,
Phil.
One of his favorite sweatshirts looks not unlike the sweatshirt that
good
Shane,
looking shirt.
Oh, that
yeah.
Shane
oh,
is
yeah.
wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Only Phil's was like pink and purple.
Ah.
And they thought it was a girl's sweatshirt.
I wish I could.
Manly
oh,
color.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I wish that every time I came in here, I started a stopwatch before I got made fun of for the clothing.
Oh,
that I'm wearing. This is reversible.
Shane,
it is a little true.
No
Shane,
way.
Shane, it doesn't matter. No matter how much, the more we make fun of you, the more we like you.
Oh, yes.
That's not true.
Well, you guys make fun of really you. Like
we
it.
Love we you.
If you hear us being really respectful to a guest, yeah. they're either an incredible dick or,
like
or we're afraid of them.
Like Fred.
Okay. Now, we have a couple things I wanted to get to. First of all, I know that you like to have an occasional beer, maybe a mixed drink, because I know you're, and also because you're going to the Mecca, you're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And it's illegal not to drink in Madison.
It is.
When you're having a good time. And you're going to be there this weekend, right?
Yeah, I am.
The reason I bring this up, Christy had, going through one of her magazines, she has found you can gauge, allegedly, what a woman is like by what she's drinking.
Kind of, yeah. Collegecandy.com is the website. I can only imagine what you'd find there.
Do you have to be a member?
College
sounds
candy.
Like
collegecandy.com.
It sounds
Come
like
on.
You have to be a member.
But yeah, if a lady is drinking, say, a Cosmo at the bar, a guy, ladies, sees you drinking that and immediately they think you're a prissy brat looking for somebody to buy them drinks on.
Sex in the City type.
Yeah, but you're not going to get any of the sex.
All right. Fair enough.
And?
Vodka tonics. These are great drinks.
Practical.
Practical. Woman's mature.
Delivers the booze quickly.
Laid back. Has a good time. And also gives the impression she's into her health because they're low in calories.
Well, it depends how many you're drinking.
True. You know, after about seven or eight of those bad boys, you don't care how much you weigh.
Right.
Yeah, there's that.
And then there was the beer drinker.
Beer drinker. We all know this gal. You can party with her all night, then hit Taco Bell at 3 a.m. She's not offended by the multitude of sexual innuendos and jokes that are inevitable when guys get together and drink.
What do you think, Sean?
That's my kind of girl.
Girl who drinks beer is cool, down to earth, and one of the guys.
There you go.
Now, if you see a girl drinking, say, grain alcohol out of a bag in her
chances are you're in.
Hidden. Yeah, I think.
Huffing a little paint.
I think that's what they call the panty dropper, Tom.
you are in.
If you're a woman taking shots like a champ, you might as well wear a bullseye on your back. Men think you're a slut, according to collegecandy.com. Girls taking shots at a bar makes a girl with a tramp stamp look more prude than Taylor Swift.
Really?
For you, it might just mean you're celebrating or had a really long day, which is fine. But celebrating in that really long day ended around shot number 7.
Wow.
Men, on the other hand, are thinking one thing. This is a gal looking to do something or someone crazy and not remember it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Or things like, I'm glad she has short hair. I won't have to hold the ponytail while she's vomiting. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Which brings me to how to take care of a drunk person.
Oh.
You want to read when we do this one?
Well, we let them do sports.
Thank you, guys, by the way. I appreciate it.
Well, the number one step is to recognize when someone's had one too
one
many.
One too many, yeah.
You better recognize.
And, of course, if you're drinking, you're a very good judge at that. You know.
Signs that a person has had too much to drink include...
Really?
Slurred speech?
Yes. Slurred speech. Inability to remain standing or sitting up straight.
How about being introduced, introducing them to the... Wait a minute. And having them introduce themselves to you three times in half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Recent experience I had.
Oh, really?
A marked desire to lie down or roll over.
Oh,
a questionable walking technique.
I love laying down.
Stumbling. I always fall when I'm drunk. I don't know what that's
really
all about.
Mm-hmm. You're a faller, huh?
I'm a faller. Unusual, loud, or embarrassing behavior. Bloodshot eyes. Feeling extreme temperature differences.
Is it hot in here? That's going to take some clothes off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Step number two.
Is getting married in Las Vegas in there?
I think that's in step two.
Well, no, step two is, this is when you step in and try to discourage further drinking.
Oh, good luck.
Try distracting the intoxicated person from having any more alcohol.
You're not the boss of me.
Get them away from the alcohol.
Look at the one-eared elephant. It's very fun.
Always
take
funny.
Them to the front yard for a breath of fresh air. Suggest it's time to call it a night and phone for a cab.
Huh. What if that happens and it's 6:30 p.m.?
I don't know.
I'm just reliving my experience.
Reliving something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recently.
That if happens. They still want a drink, take responsibility for delivering the drinks that won't harm them. Try water.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they won't know the difference.
You know how much water you have to go
mm-hmm.
through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can give someone what appears to be a
another drink.
Like, it's cranberry juice and vodka. But it's just cranberry juice.
Yeah. And trust me,
chances are they won't even
know
notice.
It.
Well, no. Not if they're too drunk.
No, not if they're a professional drinker.
Mm. Avoid saying anything that could provoke or anger the intoxicated person.
You suck!
It could be anything.
Could be anything. How are you doing this evening? How the hell do you mean by that?
You're not good enough to drink with me?
Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
What's our next phase?
Lack of coordination will make walking very difficult, so don't suggest this as a way of sobering up.
Yeah,
if the intoxicated person needs to visit the bathroom, accompany them and wait in the bathroom. It's all too easy for uncoordinated drunks to slip and bang their head.
Unless, of course, it's a drunk person you don't care for, then you just let him piss his pants.
Sure. Do your best to help the intoxicated
person. Or her
person.
Pants, Bob.
Or hers. You're right. Okay.
We don't discriminate.
Let them sit there and fester in their own drunkenness.
Do your best to help the intoxicated person to avoid physical injury, especially through falling. Help the person to a safe seat or to the floor. If they begin to heave, try
usually
to help
they'll
them.
Beat you to the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, gravity has a way of superseding your...
If they begin to heave, try to help them to an appropriate place to vomit.
Like into Chick's room.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom, writes John from Wisconsin, best advice I ever heard 10 years ago from Matt the bartender at Crossroads outside Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Never ruin a $50 drunk with a $2 cheeseburger. Just order another beer.
Oh.
That's not bad advice.
That's great advice, actually.
There you go. With us in the studio, a very fine comedian. He is Shane Moss, handsome young man. We were just talking about doing some drinking. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and, I actually quit drinking like 3 months ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was the best 3 days of my life. Talking to my mom again, my girlfriend was happy, it was terrific.
Didn't you tell us one time that Wisconsin has the most bars?
Per capita. That's my hometown, now La Crosse. 365 bars, and there's about 50,000 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, so you could,
it's amazing.
You could drink at a bar, a different bar
every day
of the year.
Yep, exactly.
That's incredible.
it's really amazing. They also have the world's largest six-pack, which is a brewery shaped like a six-pack, so that's a must-see.
I love that.
How did that get by us? Because we love those buildings.
I love those buildings.
Yep.
When a building is shaped like it's what it does, I just love that. Like the Longaberger basket.
It looks like a great big basket, but it's a
love stuff like that.
Office building.
I've never heard of that. Yeah. I must see this basket.
Oh yeah,
it's in Ohio.
There's actually a word for that when the architecture is actually a reflection of what's happening inside.
Onomatopoeia building.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
I think that's the most famous, of course, is a bar. Can we give the name of it? There's the booby trap. The booby trap. Yeah, in Central Florida, it's shaped like
what's that shaped like? Oh,
two gigantic female breasts.
Yeah. Nice.
It is nice.
Classy.
That is classy. Yeah. I think my hometown also used to have the most bars on one street, not per capita, just in the country. They had 108 bars.
On one street.
Yeah. And wow. I think Bourbon Street has more now, but I'm not sure. But we're pretty proud of it.
You're going back to Wisconsin.
Yeah, doing some drinking there.
At Madison.
Oh, I thought you'd quit.
At the State Street Comedy Club.
Four days.
Remember, you quit 3 months ago, but just for the 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days.
Now, contiguous? Where was it? Was it like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Or was
yeah,
it
was. Okay. It's amazing. Okay.
Matter of fact, you can't quit drinking on the weekend, can you?
You're no failure, though.
I was getting booked again at clubs. Amazing. It was amazing. Great 3 days.
Didn't you just move to Texas?
Yes, I did.
That's what I thought.
You're in Austin.
Yep. Texas actually voted in high school most likely to secede. Moved to Austin. It's great. Austin's like the hip, cool
right.
part of
it. It's a great city.
Texas. Yeah. It is. I love it. It's my favorite city for playing my favorite game, Homeless or Hipster, which is fun.
Yeah.
And you just point and you go both, and then you win every time.
Every time.
So you've got hip. Homeless guys.
Very, very hip homeless guys, which means a lot more homeless musicians, which means I'm more inclined to give them a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also there's wonderful, crazy people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently saw the Mystery Machine, the Scooby-Doo mobile.
That was
one of the best days of my life. And and then I saw on the street there was a hermaphrodite psychic. And do you say he or she or
it
I guess he she maybe
it was like, yeah, I'll tell you your future. And I was like, I don't want to know about my future. I want to know about your past. How did this happen? Tell me more about yourself.
Take care of it. Yes. Wow.
So it's been good. Live music scenes down there is really great,
Austin,
and everything.
Right. Now I remember you moved from the greater Boston area with your girlfriend, who, if I'm getting this right, she's a veterinarian, right?
Yep, Maggie.
You guys are still together?
Yes.
Good.
We are. Things are going well. I mean, if our bathroom floor is any indicator, she is one shower away from total baldness. But but other than that, is that a common thing? I've never seen so much hair anywhere.
They tend to have a lot of hair. Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. She just women can get very jealous. She recently she's been going a little bit crazy about the attractive new babysitter that I hired.
You don't have
just
kids.
Because we don't have any kids.
Yeah,
I think it's paranoid. But you guys know how hard it is to find a good babysitter. Yeah, you
right.
find one, you hold on
that's
to them,
right,
even
right.
if you are naked
right.
at the time.
Of course.
Put her on reserve. Yeah, you never know when that baby might show up.
Shane Moss is our guest. We'll find out more about what's happening with Shane in a few minutes. There's always odd stuff in the news, even when it's kind of a sad or a serious or slow news day, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Here's an odd story. First of all, the story the chick had a few weeks ago is back in the news.
Which one?
The English soccer star.
Oh, the guy with the dog?
No, this is the one. That was an Australian that was an
rugby.
Australian rugby player who was photographed having sexual relations with a dog.
This evidently happened in 1990, and I don't know why it's popped up again.
Is it Gary Lineker or Lineker? I don't know. I don't follow international soccer.
Him?
He's the guy that admitted that he soiled his pants during a game in the World Cup in 1990.
I blame
you. You get excited.
This is 20 years ago.
I blame you, too.
But it's Christy, right here in the news.
Well,
doesn't mean we have to review it.
Can you
that news,
again?
This
that
guy
news
explain it all. Why it's coming up again? 20 years
apparently,
later.
Apparently, it was in the first game of the World Cup in Italy against the Republic of Ireland.
Do it again.
He just wants to read it again.
Right. This guy has come clean and admitted that he actually soiled himself.
We know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing it up?
I just thought it was funny that it was back in the news.
Really? 20 years later?
Did they take him into court or something like that? Why did they?
No, it was apparently he finally admitted it. I guess it had been rumored for years. This was some big rumor in the world of international soccer.
Yes, I did.
I don't know if they give you a card.
Man,
for that, a card for that.
I gotta do that. Nothing spreads like a rumor. Maybe I just gotta soil myself, and then people will have heard of me.
I don't think you want to be that guy.
No,
no, because
there he is.
When I was a kid, a guy did that at the school pool.
Oh yeah.
And to this day, I don't want to say the poor guy's name. Anybody that was in school with me would know exactly who I'm talking about.
Really? Yeah, but you don't think people will come out to my show just like hoping that I'm going to wet myself?
No, again? No.
We're not talking about just
wetting. No, we're not talking about just wetting yourself.
Soiled means
well.
Talking number two.
You have to actually.
Talking duty.
We're talking no, full house here, my friend.
And you don't think people want to see that, huh?
I would.
Okay. You don't know my audience.
You don't know who loves me.
They're fine.
Maybe let the MC open. Try it.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go. How about this one? Killer whales in Canadian waters are vocal mimics, expert mimics, according to a new study. They can impersonate calls from another whale clan or group with a different whale dialect, according to new research.
No, and there's one that sings Snowbird by Anne Murray.
Wild orcas near Vancouver Island in British Columbia have been found to mimic calls from other groups, even when members of that group are not around.
Now, when the other other group comes around, do they snicker and swim off, or do they eat you?
They do. These are described as impressions. And like all
what a
hacks,
bunch of hacks.
You know, like all hacks, every whale does Jack Nicholson and Christopher Walken.
Wake up. More Bob and Tom Extra is on the way next. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, God.
So when can you officially start wearing football gear again?
That's a point of contention.
Oh, is it?
I say
opening day?
I say preseason.
Preseason.
I say preseason. Oh, no. If your team's playing, you can wear gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you wear a jersey on a non-game day as an adult?
Not in public, no. Like, if I'm going to be in the house with the lady. In the house with the lady dogs, yes, bottomless and just the jersey. That's what I. That's why I Winnie the Pooh it.
Yes.
Yes, with a stubborn erection.
Very stubborn.
No,
speaking
stubby.
Of cartoons,
stubby was the.
Speaking of cartoons and.
Where you were looking.
He's insinuating you have a small penis.
It riches my body. Okay.
Sorry.
Speaking of cartoons.
Didn't mean you necessarily.
Get a load of this.
In me, you get all the good rolled into one. I am 50% pointer. There it is. 50% boxer.
He's not a boxer.
50% watchdog. 50% spitz.
Silly.
You don't hear about spitz anymore, do you?
No,
I think
you
they,
don't.
We're breeding out.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay.
There was a controversy about their hair.
You are making that up, totally.
Yep, I am.
Can Every you tell me, you teased the Cracker Barrel, what was
it? Yeah, the elderly couple, remember them who sought to eat at every Cracker Barrel in the country?
Cheesy potatoes!
I have an update. They've accomplished their goal.
All right.
Over the past four decades, Ray and Wilma Yoder traveled across the country and circled each location they visited on a roadmap. And by 2015, they'd gone to more than 600 restaurants. Their final trip came courtesy of Cracker Barrel. That's right. They flew the couple out to Oregon from their home in Indiana for the event. 80-year-old Ray used to drive RVs across the country when he first began eating at the chain, and when his wife eventually joined him, he suggested making an effort to visit every location.
Wow.
Their children even helped track new store openings since the Yoders do not own a computer and would keep their mom and dad up to date on where to go next.
The only negative at the Cracker Barrel? That peg game?
I don't need to be called
an ignoramus before I'm having my
before your hash brown
I will not touch that petri dish of a game.
Oh, my God.
I eat my biscuits.
And there's got to be a trick to it, right? There's got to be a trick to it. There must be a trick to it. Is there a trick to it?
I can never leave one.
I can't either. No, I think the most I've ever done was like three.
You've never played the peg game. You have no idea what we're talking
about. I've never been to Cracker Barrel.
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
I'm sure it's delightful. I've just never been to one.
Why don't you go with us after the show today? Well, I'll go there.
Well, I can't go today, but perhaps next week.
Ain't no party like a Cracker Barrel party.
Because a Cracker Barrel party don't stop. No party. Boy, that laid there.
Is that a famous Cracker Barrel song I'm supposed to know?
No, it's a famous party song, and I really
Cracker
didn't know
Barrel
how to
is,
That's why I'm
Is it not it. Incredible, Josh? It's incredible.
Is it a buffet?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like a... restaurant. Sit down. They bring you your
Thank
food.
Thank you for assuming, though, that my favorite restaurant would be a buffet.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just don't know.
They have a lovely little, like, general store in the front.
Okay.
You can buy all
Here's
kinds
of toys.
Here's
one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I mentioned Cracker Barrel, and Tom, of course, thought I meant
a buffet.
I've never been there. How would I know?
Well, we're going to take you. It's right up the street.
Okay, and they have a game you play with.
It's a peg game.
I'm telling you, Tom, you won't touch it. There's
no
way.
What? Please, let's schedule this. I just want to see your face going into a restaurant you've never been in before.
Especially because we have to make our way through the store.
Oh, yeah, there's the store, and then you got to check in with the hostess, and then you go back. Yeah.
They have a nice fireplace. We should go in the fall.
He would be in the store for like an hour looking at the stuff.
And they have a giant checkerboard right in front of the fire, so you can sit and play checkers.
Those Vera Bradley purses and all that.
The Decade candy.
Decades.
Candies. You would love it.
I've never had a
You can even buy a tin of Charles chips at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, the famous Charles chips. Yeah. I'm sure
that's
I know
right.
this from my
Back
childhood.
Made by Lord Charles.
So these guys, they've been to everyone. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
How old is this guy?
80.
Oh, so I guess I'm hitting all the Denny's in this country is out of the question. Huh?
I don't. Yeah, that's a tall order, Nordberg.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to circle back around and do it twice. But
let's just
focus on the fact he did it once. What's wrong with you?
I think it's great. He's got to see the country. What a great
Hello,
way to do it.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Cracker Barrel program.
Thank you.
You've been there? You've been there, Floyd?
Oh, I reckon I've been to most of them. You know, I've never kind of kept track of it. But if I was to go back, you know, I've been to over half of them, being a truck driver most of my life, you know. You're right about that peg game. It can kindly hurt your feelings, but it's amazing. You know how much earwax you can harvest with the golf tee. I don't know. But you know, their general store is something else like you were talking about. They have it all. You won't find a better sweater anywhere else. Even Burlington Coat Factory has to admit that much.
Really?
They surely do.
I can't go into a Cracker Barrel without buying a bushel of Charleston shoes and walking out with a brand new Billy Bass, but I've never been a big fan of seafood, but boy, that seafood, they have the best catfish ever hit your lips. And
oh, boy.
The green beans are fresh. Fresh. The ones my Uncle Virgil used to pick in his garden. That fireplace needs to be tempered a bit, though, because last time we got a table next to it, Big D caught her hose on fire. Michelins were burning most of the time we were there, but it's becoming popular. Last time we went, there was a 30-minute wait for the checkerboard. Could you believe that?
Wow, I can't believe that.
So we just decided to wait outside by the rocking chairs and stare at the breastfeeders.
Thank you.
Oh.
Here's the, you can't really see. It's a triangle, and you're supposed to jump pegs until you have only one peg left.
Oh.
That's the way to win.
They're like golf tees.
Yeah, they're like golf tees. Can you see?
Everybody calls they it sit the peg on board. Every table where children and
so you're concerned that they've been crammed in ears and
of
dropped on the floor.
Of course,
sure
never even
them.
Thought about that before.
They have never cleaned them.
I've never
sure
thought
they do.
Of them. And now they change them the colors seasonally, so they are updating their peg games.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they had pastel during the Easter season. They had. Not that I go to Cracker Barrel a lot.
Jeez, what are you, an owner?
Yeah, I never noticed any of that.
They had red, white, and blue for 4th of July.
As soon as I get there, I grab the game and drop kick it across the restaurant.
Got to clear that table up.
Yes.
And you know, the one thing I've learned is that they don't have an omelet on menu, but you can order off menu.
Oh, really?
Well,
they will make you.
I'm reading.
You can.
I can order off.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm reading this article about that, and he says... This Mr. Yoder, who's the 80-year-old guy, says, on each visit they sit in the famous rockers and play the iconic peg game. They enjoy the cozy fire and order a cider float. Ooh. And he says, it's not on the menu, but the kitchen will normally make it anyway.
Huh. Yeah, I've never had that.
Well, he's like the, I'm sure he's famous at Cracker Barrel. He comes in.
Oh, yeah,
in.
I can sure. do
right,
he
right
wants.
This way, Mr. Duty.
Mr. Yoder.
Mr. Yoder, sorry.
Not Howdy Doody. Nobody gets
they
that
have
kind
a,
of treatment.
They have a Coca-Cola chocolate cake that is to die for.
I've never had that.
Well, today you will.
Well, I have the I have the cheesy potatoes. I have the
their hash brown casserole. Yeah. So good.
It all sounds great. Now let's move on. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom
it's
news.
It's not
desk.
Cracker Barrel, but we do have Subway in the news.
Oh, I enjoy
it. A man in Langdon, North Dakota received a Subway sandwich that was delivered by a passing plane. Pilot Nathan Howitt's video of the drop-off, which landed right beside his friend in a field, has received about 10 million views on Facebook, and even Subway shared his video. In the post, he wrote, "Had to fly to Devil's Lake for a dentist appointment this morning. Figured I'd better help out and drop a meal to a hungry buddy on my flight back home. Was still warm when he got it." The sandwich recipient said his 6-inch toasted Subway melt with pepper jack cheese, ranch, and banana peppers
was
made the
crushed
landing
beyond recognition.
No, he said he made it, and the landing was made in good condition. Howitt said since the posting, he received a fine from the FAA, though, for the unlawful delivery.
Oh my God.
What? And added he does not condone what he did in the video.
Oh, no kidding.
I guess you can't drop things out of a plane.
Well, did he tell his buddy that it was coming?
Yes. No, he just threw it down there and hoped he was there to get it.
Tom, he doesn't leave that spot.
Thank goodness you're here to help all of us.
You're listening to A Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.